brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us here today on this Wednesday edition. It is, of course, July 8th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And let me tell you about who is on the lineup today for guests, all extremely informative. We have Dr. Bob Bowman in studio, the former head of the Star Wars Weapons Program. A prominent 9/11 truther. He's also run for Congress and president. A great speaker and a great political mind. Want to get his take and view on the state of the world today. What's going to happen if the establishment hits Iran? Looks like the green light's been given for that. Just because the green light's been given doesn't mean they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger. But the green light has been given by Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, and others. So Dr. Bob Bowman coming up in T-minus 59 minutes. And then we have Pastor Ted Pike on to talk about the hate crimes bill. Yeah, I was on Mancal Muller's show today, and you can disagree with Mancal about a lot of issues. I know I do. I agree with him on quite a few other issues. But I do agree with him when it comes to absolute sacrosanct fact that the First Amendment is 100% your freedom of speech. And Mancal, who calls his radio show the Free Speech Radio Network, he didn't know that they'd passed the hate crimes bill, what, 3 weeks ago in the House of Representatives, and that it's the strongest ever? And openly, this is openly, states no First Amendment rights, no freedom of speech. We'll go over those subsections. It says, if you hurt someone's feelings, if you intimidate somebody, if you try to put, quote, political pressure on a politician, if something you say might influence somebody else, the government's going to be the judge of that, and you're going to go to jail. So Pastor Ted Pike joining us in 2 hours. And then we've got Greg Swartz on. He writes for a San Antonio weekly newspaper. It's kind of like the Austin Chronicle or the San Francisco Chronicle. It's a good little publication. They've done some write-ups on us, but it's pretty mainstream. They tried to, we met up with them at one of the tea parties and they were covering it. With the San Antonio Current. And he's got the website, thesmokingmirror.blogspot.com. He went out to try to photograph a new NSA spy center, and got in a lot of trouble with the man. And that's out of the San Antonio Current. They came out, the NSA came out off of the secret base onto the city land, municipal property on the sidewalk, and grabbed him and drug him back in to the spider hole. And I wanted to dovetail that with another guest today, and he was able to come on, but then had to cancel at the last minute. It's going to be coming on the next few days. The Washington Post a few weeks ago did a story on this. GAO, major security flaw at federal buildings, is the report that they've been putting out, trying to hype and fearmonger, dealing with the fact that nobody is supposedly allowed to take a photo of a government building, even if it's a secret government building. And citizens are constantly out snapping photos, taking pictures. And there's no law, but still you're having your camera stolen or your film or your digital material taken away. So we'll break that down as well coming up for a little bit in the last hour. But I'm going to go ahead and run down all the important news and information. Going to kick off the main transmission on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The criminals running Washington can announce there's no more First Amendment, but I'm going to continue to say whatever I want, whenever I want. And when they start arresting people like they're doing in Europe for their free speech, you know the government is completely illegitimate, and that's 1776. But that's what they want. So this is what they want. This is what they get. They are rogue, abusive, bully criminals who aren't going to stop gang raping our society until people at least stand up and speak out against them. And some of the yuppies, some of the population are starting to get their spirit back, their soul back, and realizing what a complete fraud this is, a mass theft of all of our liberties, freedoms, and our money that is going on. So Pastor Ted Pike coming on, and then Greg Swartz, the NSA after him, local San Antonio newspaper. How dare he try to photograph the giant news sprawling NSA compound. That's all over the news that San Antonio lobbied to get. They're building them all over the nation, from Utah to New York, from Florida to Texas, from California to New Jersey. And these are openly to spy on you. I mean, these are openly illegal, criminal, anti-American, Soviet, East German. Well, the East Germans had nothing like this. This is thousands of times bigger. Oh, we're fighting communism. We're fighting the evil East Germans. We're going to make it many times worse than them and spy on U.S. citizens and put out no-fly list for gun owners and set up huge list of anybody that criticizes the government. It's freedom. It's land of the free, home of the brave. It's absolutely outrageous. So that is coming up. Here's some of the news I have in my stack. I ended the show with this yesterday because I got it during the last break. But I do want to talk about this today, and maybe when we open the phones up later, folks would like to comment on it. I'd like to get your take on it. This is not a joke. This is out of AP, Reuters, Yahoo, or just some of the articles I have. Would you pledge your soul as loan collateral? Well, one big bank is doing just that, and is getting thousands of comers. There's no credit check. There's no nothing. They just want your soul. Of course, in the end of the day, that's all this New World Order really does want. When you actually get down to the nitty-gritty, they want to control your mind, your intellect. And that's what all this petty hype and the fad-driven, fashion-driven society is, where people will kill for money and kill for fashion and kill for status that means nothing. They sell their souls for nothing but empty, hot air. So would you pledge your soul as loan collateral? Reuters. There's another one out of Deutsche Presse Argentur, that's like the AP of Germany. Latvians prepared to sell their souls for quick cash. Hell, we're ready to sell our souls in the name of saving the planet. It's all a complete fraud, but if it makes you feel good, sell out your economic future for the global green tax, which they're now admitting will be selectively enforced against any and all facets of life. An open tax, thousands of taxes to private corporations and banks. Openly being set up. Who could have thought of such open corruption? Well, I guess for decades they've been taking the IMF and World Bank, U.S. taxpayer money, and giving it directly to private banks. So this is just them taking their rightful place at the head of the table, ruling us, according to them. Here's another one. Banks, big banks, don't want California's IOUs, from Arnie. Another fad-driven Enron frontman clown who then was elected in the name of fighting Enron. Man, you gotta love that. But again, they were replacing one horrible socialist gun-grabbing piece of filth, Governor Gray Davis, with another gun-grabbing, open-borders-promoting piece of filth who actually met with Enron officials and helped run the scam and then ran on stopping it when Gray Davis had nothing to do with it and actually blew the whistle on it. So they tried to nail him to the wall and did. See, everybody woke up to Bush being a scam, so then they fell into the arms of Obama. Now they're going to wake up to Obama being an absolute fraud nightmare, probably be a one-term president. But then, ooh, look out for the Republican savior. I mean, can't the public get this elementary fact that it's all a dog and pony show, WWF wrestling, tag team baloney? They better get it quick. I mean, I know I harp on this like a parrot, but still the public doesn't fully understand this. They're starting to get it. You're hearing the term I coined, the left-right paradigm, shattering the left-right paradigm. It's now being repeated all over liberal websites, all over conservative sites, all over libertarian sites, all over Campaign for Liberty sites, all over the place. Another testament to what one person can do. Imagine what you can do if you become leaders out there. Well, you already have. You've been spreading my films, my radio show, my work. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm not up to the task. I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers, but none of us do. The fact is, step up to the plate. Get in the game. Start living. You want to beat the New World Order? Start feeling confident. Start going to the swimming pool, even though you got a little bit of a belly and the women's magazines have told you you're not beautiful. Or maybe you don't have enough tattoos. Well, still, you can go to the pool and still be cool. Or let's say you're a man. Your muscles aren't big enough. You got a little bit of flab. Go to the pool. Swim. Enjoy yourself. I mean, it just starts by not caring what people think about you. More and more I realize that. But then not just not caring. Not caring about their phony corporate New World Order values getting back to basic values of who you are and what you stand for and just loving the creation you live in and enjoying the consciousness that you've been gifted with. And then once you get your head screwed on straight, and all of us, it's a daily process. Half the time my head's pointing the wrong direction, ladies and gentlemen. The issue is becoming conscious and self-aware. They always talk about, when will machines become artificially aware? Well, if they are, you won't be told about it, I won't be told about it. Probably already have to some extent. By that I mean thinking, plotting, developing, expanding exponentially its computing power. Is that human? Is that a soul? No, but could come up with an idea to do something on its own. AI. We know it, many purposes it's already there. Sometimes I wonder, can we just get humans to become self-aware? I mean, just getting outside yourself, just looking at what you're doing, looking at how you're acting, look at how you're behaving, looking at the mental template that's been downloaded into your head from birth as we're set in front of the television sets to crap in our diapers while our parents gobbled whatever it was they were distracting themselves with. I guess, hypothetically, a lot of you back in the 60s and 70s, maybe your parents were into entertainment, into golf, into sex, into drugs, into uppers, downers, into being self-centered, into being workaholics, alcoholics, whatever. We've been a screwed-up society for a long time. But you notice the establishment's always waging war on the upright, on the strong, on the self-sufficient, on people that aren't dependent on them. Because they see you as a threat. Because if you are upright, if you are self-aware, if you are awake, you're not going to like what's going on around you. You're going to realize society's degenerating and falling apart. You're going to realize really bad, wicked people are in control, who are self-aware and know how the world works. They just made the decision, hey, I'm going to join the evil. I'm going to go and rip off all these idiots. In fact, I'm going to push to make them even dumber and make sure they don't wake up. See, it's a fundamental difference in philosophy, in mindset, in spirit, in that there are those of us that just want people to do well and be happy, and we love art, and we love other people being successful, and we love the dynamic human spirit, and we love exploration and discovery, and we love the animating contest of liberty. But we're normally so busy with our own lives and our own visions and our own ideas, we don't like getting in other people's business. We don't like having to stand up and speak out. We just disgustedly try to stay out of the way of the evil controllers and their zombie slaves. But we don't have a choice. This is crunch time. This is survival time. We are in the fight of our lives. We are in a fight for our very lives. Because this isn't just some, as I say many times, boss hog tyranny. Some just corruption with a king rat running things, and there's still some industry and jobs, and you got a chance to have a woman, have a man, have kids, enjoy what it is to be human, what we're designed to do. No, this is a bunch of social planners, psychologists, psychiatrists, globalists, control freaks, eugenicists, overarching is the main architecture, who want to dominate and control the future of human development, who want to have a corner on the market of the future of this society and humanity. And they must be resisted. They must be stopped. And so when I get up here and I tell you listeners that they're putting cancer viruses in many of the vaccines, it's all on record. I give you constantly the mainstream news articles, the government documents, and the government documents where they're openly saying they want to reduce your numbers. They want to kill you. They want to put fluoride in the water to dumb you down. They want to put mercury in your food. They have done it by design. The sperm count is plunging. But that's okay. Just like they produce seeds that can't reproduce, where you got to buy them from them each year, they're now making it where you can't produce sperm, but they'll take your own genetics and they'll put it in the laboratory and they'll make sperm for you. See what they're doing? You see, it's playing God. And they believe they're going to be able to enjoy all of the fruits of technology And they don't even want us to have access to them. They want us deader than a hammer. We'll come back, break it all down. Stay with us.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options: starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
I want to cover some basic philosophy.
There's a killer on the road.
Dealing with the New World Order, just some notes I jotted down this morning. Then I'm going to get into all the news in the next segment.
Let your children play.
They want us to give up.
If you give this man a ride.
The establishment wants to break our spirit. We have to make a commitment to become educated and informed on how the world really works, to get out of the left-right cul-de-sacs and back alleys they try to send us down the rat holes, and really discover the true structure of the world government. That coming up, I have a clip of Al Gore yesterday in England calling for global government. Oh, but it doesn't exist. I have to sit there with major newspaper writers going, would you like me to give you hundreds of news articles that's where they're announcing world government run foreign by private banks you'll pay your carbon taxes to? And they just say, so you believe this is exists? And I said, no. Would you like me to give you sources? No, I want to talk about what you believe. You imagine this? Have you ever been diagnosed? It's just, they're just henchmen. They're mercenaries hired to carry this out against us. And they're all bought with fiat money created out of nothing, backed up with our labor. It's that the globalists are such scam artists, such frauds. It should be so easy to see through all their corruption and all their lies. But see, people buy into little lies, and they buy into medium-sized lies, and they buy into big lies until people don't even know what reality is anymore when it's right there in front of everybody's faces. A bunch of psychotic control freak eugenicists are in control of everything. They're trying to bring in a worldwide dictatorship so nobody can resist them. They're not in total control right now. They're very weak right now. They're in an embryonic phase. They're trying to very quickly, though, grow legs and move on us. Kick their butt now. Wake up. I got some solutions coming up. In fact, guys, I forgot to bring it in here during the break. Will you go grab me the cranberry juice bottle out of the refrigerator? I want to get it to a solution after the break, and it has to do with the cranberry juice bottle. You'll get what I'm talking about in a minute. The fight for the future of the species is now. We got a bunch of mad scientists playing God, backed up by filthy rich robber barons and royalty, that are making their move for world government a eugenicist paradise of control freak psychopathic sadism. Don't let them break your spirit. Don't let them get you down. Don't let them convince you that you're powerless and can't affect change. People are awakening in mass. The establishment is behind schedule. They're moving with everything they've got to try to swarm us with so much corruption and so much tyranny that we just give up. We can't do it. We need to break their spirit. We need to set about grim-faced, determined, committed, knowing each little action we take against them. If the people move with irresistible force in the info war, with newsletters and giving DVDs to people and having viewing parties and calling into talk radio and going and speaking at city council and running for water commissioner or city council or school board, going and injecting real issues, never stopping, handing out flyers in front of public schools the first day of school, telling people there's no law, you've got to take vaccines with the laws that against them saying it's the law. We've had to get laws passed saying it's against the law to lie and say it's the law. And then you've shown people how they're being lied to. You've unlocked their mind. That's just a few examples of fighting back. Just not stopping. There's nothing worse, though, and more frustrating than knowing victory is within our reach. To the point of, I get tunnel vision like a gunner on an aircraft coming in over a target. And over again in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, back when they'd strafe targets still, they would go ahead and just fly right into the ground. They'd be strafing a train or strafing a tank or strafing a bridge or strafing a troop column, and they just stay on target and fly right into it because they were so focused. And I tend to, end up working until 2 in the morning last night, and I got up at 6:30 this morning, and I just realized, you know what? If people just had the commitment I had, if I could somehow infect people with the same fury and the same anger and the same focus, our problems would be over very, very, very soon. The globalists are enthused and empowered with an energy of control freak evil and reveling in our blood. I just want to topple them. I want to beat them. I want to pull them down. What about you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's right, you got to get that attitude and realize that no matter how hard they push and try, they're not going to stop us. Nobody. Maybe one out of 1,000 who the Federal Reserve was private 20 years ago. Now the majority of Americans know. And the buzz is all over the streets and all over talk radio. Liberal, conservative, everybody hates them. Everybody knows they're the illegitimate criminal dictators. So just get fired up and think about how far we've come and how many enemy operations we've smashed in the info war. We're taking ground. We're gaining steam. They can stage mass shootings and put our names on it. They can demonize us all day. They can try to ban free speech. We're just going over them. We're going through them and over them. Now, I want to give you some solutions here. The solutions are voting with your dollars, voting with your mouth, voting with your pen, speaking out. And that's why they're trying to block your free speech. That's why they're trying to block you being able to know if food is organic, where the feds a few years ago changed the law, where something can be 75% non-organic food ingredients, but they can call it organic. People just stopped believing the federal certification, and now people are going with multiple certifications from third-party groups. Now the big lobbyists are coming in trying to lobby that you can't have a third-party certify, that you can't put on milk that there's no growth hormone, synthetic growth hormone that makes your five-year-old daughter grow a beard and start having, you know, kids when she's seven. Look, people know the deformities are up, the diseases are up, the sperm count's down, the women are falling apart, their breasts are rotting off, every form of cancer is exploding. The people know what you're doing to them, you sicko freaks. So go ahead and stage your terror attacks. Go ahead and launch your World War III. We know you're behind it. We know you're trash. Let me give you a solution. Just 5 years ago, you couldn't find hardly any candy, any fruit juice, any food. I mean, they put sugar in everything, and they would put the chemical manipulated distillate of what is in corn and call it corn syrup, high fructose. And there's all these different studies with it linked to diabetes and linked to all sorts of endocrine disruptions and chemicals. And for some reason, half of products tested with it have high levels of mercury, even though it's not involved in the manufacture of it. It's where these companies just dump the toxic waste in the food, folks. They figured out they could just dose it out. Just like they said, oh, we got all this sodium fluoride and toxic waste left over from making the atomic bombs and from aluminum. Just put it in the water. The idiots will never know. You know, you think somebody at a McDonald's spitting a, hawking up some phlegm in your hamburger's bad? The New World Order puts poison in your kids' vaccines and your water. It's the same spirit as some control freak who's working at McDonald's and doesn't like the fact that you're there, and for no reason, you're not even rude to them, but they stick a booger in your food. I was at a restaurant I'd gone to. I don't go to restaurants a lot. I'm too busy. One I'd gone to maybe 10 times over the last 5-6 years, and I sat there and I watched a busboy stick a booger in the food. And you know, I didn't even say anything because, see, America is about denial. And if I would have said anything, they would have denied it. I made all these instant calculations. It was a 99% chance because I could see it was kind of a bad culture at that restaurant now, kind of waiters with attitudes because, you know, everybody needs to be a movie star. Everybody needs to be a big stud. Everybody needs to be, you know, super successful. And so they're not empowered. And then even if you're a movie star, you're not empowered. It's all part of not appreciating what you've got. And so there's the busboy, little smart mouth. I noticed he had an attitude when he brought bread over to the table. It was an Italian restaurant. And I watched him over there, just happened to look over when he was picking up more bread and stuff to bring out to other people. And I saw him sit there and pick his nose and then joke with his buddy and stick it in somebody's dish. And, you know, I should have said something as they let it out the door to the people outside eating. But I knew it was a restaurant of scum and filth and that they would have just said, no, it's not true, and probably called the police on me. That's how trash operate. And those are the type of people the CIA is hiring. Have you seen the Associated Press and Reuters reporting they're hiring all these bankers that are laid off of the smaller banks? There's no more, you know, retail banking needed. It's all just the big mega banks stealing. And so they're hiring them to carry out domestic operations, and they're hiring all these thugs and criminals and people right out of college, and because that's the only sector hiring to carry out their criminal operations. It's not enough to ship in narcotics. It's not enough to ship in the majority of the drugs and then launder the money through to private prisons owned by them. Now they're going to run all your local cities and towns. Just criminals, all on fancy pants power trips, running around with their CIA credentials. You make me sick. Oh, by the way, you didn't get a memo over there at the CIA to not shoot your kids up with vaccines, did you? Hey, did you get a memo not to drink that sodium fluoride? Did you get a memo about the terraforming, the chemtrail spraying? Did you get a memo about that? No, you didn't get a memo because you're hated by your masters just as much as I am. Whether you like it or not, you're in the same boat with Alex Jones. And so you're on this power trip that you're above everybody. That's all that matters is status. Well, let me tell you, you don't have any status but a quisling idiot who was recruited because they could assess your mental mentality that you were the type of useful fool, the useful idiot they could use to carry out their operations. But let me give you some positive news here, some positive news and information for everybody out there listening. 5 years ago, almost every product I saw, including even so-called organic products. Well, I would say, oh, organic high fructose corn syrup had fructose corn syrup in it. Now, in the last year, just a year or so ago, about half the products had it. And then now, maybe 10%, because I go to the store and start looking, and I haven't been able to drink Ocean Spray cranberry juice cocktail, even though I like it, in probably 10 years since I learned about just how bad high fructose corn syrup was. I haven't been able to drink it because it had it in it. But see, we educated the public, you educated the public, many other people educated, and then the big corn syrup producer consortium, Archer Daniels Midland and others, got together, and they put out these ads where there's an idiot husband with the bossy queen bee wife that wears the pants. So this is targeting the women who they know do 80%+ of the grocery shopping. It isn't that they want to give you power, women. They want to kill you deader than a hammer. They want to give you diabetes so they can, by the time you hit 45, 50, jack all the money you've got saved into their medical, military, industrial complex run by the Rockefeller family on record. But, you know, they run these ads, and every ad we've played them, where the man's the idiot, he's the moron, and he goes, gee, honey, you're eating a popsicle, you know, at the picnic. You're eating a popsicle that is high fructose corn syrup. I heard that might not be good. She goes, oh, well, what are your facts? He goes, I don't know. I just heard it. I don't have any proof. She goes, actually, it's incredibly nutritious, all the studies show. And he goes, oh, you're so scientific and smart. I'm an idiot. She goes, it's all right, dummy, and sticks it in his mouth like she's feeding him grapes. So for the 20% of males that saw it, they don't mind if the female calls him stupid as long as she puts grapes in his mouth. So the psychology is the female will serve you. Everything will be good. You'll have this great pastoral, happy scene as you're the god if you'll just take the corn syrup and let us kill you. And then for her, 80%+ of the time, it was at 84% last time I saw the numbers of women making most of the grocery store purchases, you know, out doing the hunting and gathering, or they're doing the gathering. We're out in the business world doing the hunting. That's how we're designed. They're doing the gathering. So she'll go out now and go, it's just fructose. Oh, I saw that where that woman was smart. She showed the man, I'm going to drink it and get diabetes. Oh, I'll show him. Oh, it's so feminist. Remember how in the 1920s, suffrage was already happening. Women were standing up for themselves. So they hijacked the movement. Edward Bernays wrote about this, top psychologist, psych warfare expert for the Army at the time. And they said, we'll get the women smoking cigarettes, and we'll break up the family, and we'll have the women working two jobs and the men working two jobs so the state can raise the children for the new organized managed economy. He wrote this, the head psych warfare expert for the Army. Later for GM and Ford and federal government. I mean, just go read his own books. The nephew of Sigmund Freud, openly calling you idiots. He said, and we'll make it radical and cool. We'll hand out free cigarettes and sponsor the suffrage movement and make it feminist to smoke. Boy, you really proved how you were rad, didn't you, getting that lung cancer. Grandma, when you were watching her wheeze and die, or great-grandma, she probably was part of that. And boy, she was Al-Qaeda, wasn't she? She was hit hard by the New World Order, baby. That's psych warfare. That's death culture. That's devastation force. That's hardcore victory over you. You know how the New World Order knows when it's won? When it's killed you. These people don't play games. Now, they're running TV ads telling you high fructose corn syrup is God. Guess what? Total collapse, total failure. They're taking it out of everything. So now I've seen different legislation moving where they don't have to tell you what something is. Just call it a new scientific name for sugar. So we'll have to start the whole process over that took a decade of warning people of what this is person to person. That, oh, that new name. Kind of like when DynCorp got caught running giant child kidnapping rings and was an AP and Reuters and Chicago Tribune and Houston Chronicle and New York Times. They just changed the name. Monsanto changed their name. We spent decades exposing these monsters, these tyrants that want a monopoly over food production and genetics. They just changed their name. So they're going to change the name by law, that they can change its name so you don't know. That's chemical weapon. That is hardcore, savage victory over you and your family. That is kicking your teeth in. That is coming after your family. These people are hardcore. This isn't a freaking game, people. That's why I get upset when I see everybody worshiping the stupid, hollow, soul-sucking diversion of that pathetic wraith Michael Jackson. Because that stuff doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. This matters. But I'm telling you our victory. Our victory is when I now read what somebody bought in the office. Somebody bought a big old container and it says, here on the back of the Ocean Spray Cranberry, ingredients, filtered water, cranberry juice from concentrate, cane or beet sugar, vitamin C. That's it. That's it. You had a gigantic victory. This was over 70% of the sweetening market. See, they know you want something sweet. They're going to put the poison in what's sweet. Just like rat poison. Just like the aspartame with Donald Rumsfeld and the Terminator seeds and Monsanto and Searle and all of it. It's always these people. He also got Prozac approved. He's a key guy over each giant mass operation of chemical and biological attack against the people, just like Kissinger. These are demons of hell. And they're trying to pass laws where they can create a new lexicon of terms, so we'll have to then inform the public again. But by then, we're going to be off the air and the web's going to be shut down for all intents and purposes if they continue to have their victories. They're having victories. We're having victories. That's why we're forcing them to show their hand. There is a victory. I ought to take a video camera and just buy myself or they'll throw me out of the store. Kind of low key, go around and videotape all the stuff, or somebody should write an article on this, that just a year ago had corn syrup in it. And it doesn't now because of you. That is a victory. And there's thousands of them. But the big thing is, even though you lose over and over again, it's the perseverance, like George Washington, that matters. We got an article up on Infowars.com about George Washington and perseverance today. You got to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. 10 years ago, and this is Austin, supposedly a trendy, progressive town, there was one store you could find organic food at. Now all of them have got it, and it's supplanting most of the non-organic and forcing the big agribusiness products off where many of the stores, more than half of it, is organic. Locally certified. And so that's actually saving local agriculture, and it's making big agri-mad, so they're trying the premises ID and animal ID to shut it down. We're actually gaining ground there because of your purchasing habits and what you've done. And they're really getting scared because for a while organic was more expensive, but now it's becoming so widespread and the supply line for it is becoming more robust that it's passing on savings and getting cheaper for even the poor people in the inner city drinking the really strong fluoride. Yeah, they've done federal studies. I've had one of the top scientists, the EPA, on, who's even written letters to his bosses, talking about how for some reason in the inner city areas they find 3 to 4 times the lead and fluoride. Well, yeah, they've got most big cities special pumping centers that over-chemicalize the black and Hispanic areas. Oh, but I'm sorry, your Chicano La Reconquista group won't tell you that because they're really just big pimps pimping you using race psychology, and they're on big Fortune 500 payroll. You think Mecha and La Raza care about your Raza, your race, when they're nothing but low-level pimps, soldiers for Fortune 500 eugenicists? When you start hearing your Chicano or your black power group tell you about mercury in the shots or mercury in the water or mercury in the corn syrup, don't give that black baby that mercury. But see, you're not going to hear that. It's all going to be about puffing up and is somebody a racist and was it code word for race? And just looking for racism behind every bush and under every table. Meanwhile, giant scientific system is just attacking you 24/7. I'll give you another solution. HR 1207, 254 last time I checked co-sponsors. It's sailing towards the 290 for an absolute, complete, hands-down passage in the House. The Senate came in and used a rule on no legislation and spending bills, but then Senator DeMint pointed out that there was all this legislation in the spending bill and had the chairwoman, the head of the Senate, had to admit repeatedly, that video's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, admit that that was a double standard and that the rule was misapplied because they wouldn't even allow a Senate vote on a Senate version to simply audit the private offshore Fed. But you know what? Senator DeMint was now talking like a G. Edward Griffin or an Aaron Russo or a Ron Paul or an Alex Jones. like a Red Beckman, like a Bill Benson. He was openly there saying private, offshore, unelected, unaccountable, out of control. And the media went into overdrive calling him crazy. But the public isn't buying that. Oh, I'm crazy because I don't want to drink your corn syrup that you just so happen to mix mercury with for no reason. Washington Post, Associated Press. What is your problem? Shut up. Mercury's good for you. In fact, we never played that yesterday. Cue it up. Mercury good for you. YouTube, you found that? I keep saying I'm going to play it. I want to play it in the next segment. We're not the radicals saying mercury's bad for you. We're the normal people. And so the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times can say I'm crazy because I'm saying mercury isn't good for you. Fine, just discredit yourselves. But they're going to counterstrike, just like with 1207. Yeah, we haven't had the victory yet, but now everybody's talking about it. Now people are asking, why can't we audit it? Now people are asking, what's the Federal Reserve? Now they're learning. It's a battle. It's a process. We're learning to fight back. We're learning to get our spirit back. We are overcomers. We are not weaklings. We are here for victory.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Studio with us. We'll start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. The last 3 hours of the 4-hour radio show. Okay. So I was going over solutions Now the bankers are having to show their hand. Now they're saying, no, you can't audit us, and showing that the U.S. Senate is bought and paid for, and people are witnessing the Senate leadership engage in unconstitutional procedural rulemaking. So they've turned the House and Senate into little dictatorships where the committee chairmen vote themselves imperial power. This is a pack of criminals that wouldn't allow anyone to read the 1,300-page climate bill. And now we've got the bill, and it's worse than we thought. Total shutdown of everything. China, India, Mexico, hundreds of other third-world countries, no greenhouse cuts, even if you believe the malarkey. And then now we have Senate hearings of Congress asking the different individuals from the Obama administration, maybe I'll play it later, hey, the UN's own charts show that this is going to increase greenhouse gases if the West makes these changes, because all the industry is just going to move to China and India. And they said, yeah, we admit that, so what? But then one person from the White House says, I disagree with that, as if the UN's own chart. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the entire society being seized. This is a desperate gamble by the establishment to wage war on industry and life and to micromanage every facet of our lives. And I know you know that, but we better get the word out to people. And again, they have hijacked the environmental movement. In many respects, they founded it, but they've hijacked the better elements of it, because nobody wants to drink toxic waste and live in all this. But see, the environmental movement says nothing about the toxic waste and the radiologicals and the chemicals and the genetic engineering and all the serious threats. It's always just carbon, carbon, carbon that plants breathe, a wonderful good gas. Only 4% of the atmosphere, we're at the lowest point ever recorded of carbon dioxide. If you look at the last 10,000 years, it was always higher in the samples they test. So it's been going up and down the last 10,000 years. And I've had all these climatologists on. This is the official meters, the official university testing of carbon dioxide. I mean, it's been as high as 14% before. It's 4%. It's good. Plants breathe it. Believe me. Go look up what plants breathe. I'm not lying to you. They've done polls where the average American says, ban dihydrogen monoxide, water. They've got people believing. Did you find the Mercury clip? Yeah, go ahead and play the Mercury clip right now. This is local news, but this aired nationally. That is, this was a news feed where they create these news pieces that they then voice locally. It's a news package from CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, and then this broadcast all over the country, but this was the local Austin version. Here it is.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, there you go. And I've got clips from the news saying lead is good for children. Folks, lead is not good for children. They think you're so dumb. And those painted trollops over at the local news station are so dumb. I don't think they're evil. They believe it. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't go home that day and give their kid a spoonful of mercury.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Bob Bowman coming up the next segment. Several other very informative guests coming up today dealing with the attack on the press and freedom of speech, the hate crimes bills. That is all coming up in the next 3 hours. We're going to be simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 after. So heads up on that. But look, the point I was making about solutions and the power we have is that look at how we're exposing the Federal Reserve. And we're not going to have victories in auditing it or abolishing it overnight. But this is part of the awakening process. It's like harmonics. You just got to keep steadily beating and steadily drumming and not stopping and knowing you're going to win. I mean, it's like a physical fight, folks. I've fought a lot bigger and tougher and stronger men than me, than I. But I guarantee you, I'm not going to stop attacking. I'm not going to stop swinging. And I'm not going to think about it. I can't tell me how many times somebody's punched me and waited for me to fall down while I'm busy throwing five deadly blows into their throat. It's the same thing. You don't sit there and punch the enemy and wait and see what's going to happen. You keep punching, you keep pounding. And if they get you down, you bite them. They get you down, you grab them in the groin. They get you down, you poke them in the eyes. But even that, you just got to get gutted up, folks, and go wild. And it's that same spirit. You ever had four or five big guys on top of you, kicking you, stomping you when you're down, and you just gut up and bust out of them and just take them on? It's that same attitude that America has to have. And I don't know, if you haven't experienced that feeling, I'm sorry for you. But you've got to decide you're taking the fight to them. In the info war. And, you know, I was making the point because I saw some rules on Codex Alimentarius being adopted on drugs and food. They want to list healthy vitamins and minerals as drugs so that you have to pay prescription prices just to get them. And so by law, it can't even be in your food. I'm not kidding. That is, it can't be added to your food. And then so if the food happens to have natural vitamin C or vitamin B12 or 6, you're not allowed to brag about that and say, oh, we believe this has health benefits. They can tell you Prozac and Ritalin are great for you on the news, but Cheerios can't say that they're a healthy product that's been shown if you eat a diet high in fiber, it helps flush your system out. See, it's a sick joke. So cranberry juice cocktail no longer has high fructose corn syrup linked to all those serious health problems because you demanded it, you wouldn't buy it anymore. And no matter all their propaganda and all their TV ads telling you it's good for you, it didn't work. We have the medical science. We have the studies. The truth is out. So now they want to change the name entirely where they don't have to tell you what's in it. And they already have that where they say natural and artificial flavors or artificial and natural flavors. They can call fructose corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup or its derivatives natural flavors. They can call aspartame artificial flavors. So become aware of that. They're always playing games. Just because you beat them once, they're going to come back. They know the prize belongs to who fights the hardest. They know the jewel of liberty belongs to who stands up the strongest. And I'm going to talk more about solutions today, and I got a big list of issues I want to cover. And just thoughts on the New World Order and a bunch of news here in front of me that we'll get to as well today. But Bob Bowman, always informative, coming up in the next segment. Investigators easily smuggled bomb material into government buildings. This is Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. The Washington Post, AP, and Reuters are all reporting on it. We have links to Washington Post here. A new report by the Government Accountability Office inadvertently discredits a claim often made by 9/11 truth debunkers that bombs could not have been smuggled into the Twin Towers or Building 7 without being noticed by security. In the past year, investigators successfully smuggled bomb-making materials into 10 high-security federal buildings, constructed bombs, and walked around the buildings undetected, reports the Washington Post. That's because the government knows there's no real threat of terrorists unless it's them about to do it. You understand that? Of course there's no, it's not real security. When they run out and arrest you for photographing, it's just to let you know you're a slave.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's Wednesday, July 8th, 2009. And with us, 5 minutes into the next hour, so full hour of transmission time here, Dr. Bob Bowman. He's a former director of Advanced Space Programs Development for the U.S. Air Force in the Ford and Carter administrations and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel with 101 combat missions. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. And it goes, despite his involvement with space programs and defense, he emerged as an early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative because it was a decapitation offensive weapon system. During the Ronald Reagan administration and on the McGlail News Hour, he called it the ultimate military lunacy, easily overwhelmed and vulnerable, only good as the first strike. Bowman founded the Institute for Space and Security Studies and its publication, Space and Security News, in 1983. And it just goes on and on. He's an author, researcher. He's been active in Veterans for Peace, Vietnam Veterans Against the War, Episcopal Diocese of Washington, Project Censored winner as well, San Francisco Bay Guardian. I mean, it just goes on and on. He's also worked on depleted uranium during and after the Gulf War, and he's run for Congress and president. And, of course, our historic C-SPAN live event. I couldn't believe it when C-SPAN said we're going to carry your event out in Los Angeles. I guess Charlie Sheen being involved excited them. And so that was one of the first big 9/11 truth pieces to ever be aired on television. So he's also been instrumental in 9/11 truth. It's good to have Dr. Bob Bowman in with us for the next hour. Bob, good to see you.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
You bet. It's good seeing your wife again. Okay, tell folks a little bit about Dr. Bob Bowman, and then let's get into the state of the world. Biden saying, hey, Israel, green light, go ahead and hit Iran. Where you see that going? Really, the whole two-party system. Do you agree with me that we've got to shatter this whole left-right idea because the power structure just keeps sharing power between the false left and right, and so we never really get a true revolution or change? Or, I mean, you told me you've seen the Obama deception. What's your take on the whole state of affairs?
Okay, well, I agree with you absolutely. And what I've been doing for about the last 9 years is trying to shatter this left-right division, because we, the American people, have been artificially divided by the powers that be, the global elite, the global robber barons, if you will. They have artificially divided us into liberal and conservative. They've taken their one party and divided it into two parts and split up the hot button issues. You know, you guys be for abortion, you guys be for against it, you guys be for gun control, you be against it, you be for school prayer, you be against it. The thing that makes all of those issues in common, besides the fact that the federal government probably has no business mucking around with them in the first place, is that the global elite could care less how it comes out. Those issues do not affect their bottom line. So they really don't care. They don't care which party wins in general. Ever since John F. Kennedy, every nominee of both the Republican and Democratic parties has been a member of the Trilateral Commission and handpicked by them for the nomination of their party. JFK was the last nominee of either party not to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Of course, we know what happened to him. We have to end this artificial division. We have to bring the American people together, left and right, and we've been very successful in that in the last few years. Many of the events on my speaking tour each year are co-sponsored by the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. They're co-sponsored by the Ron Paul meetups and the Dennis Kucinich meetups. I mean, this is really coming together, and it's working. And these people are recognizing that they have common interest, that both the left and the right have been alienated and mistreated by our government and the powers that be.
Well, I want to get into some solutions and also talk about what's happening in the current world and your view on Barack Obama. But addressing the viewers out there, Bob, can you explain to them how the two-party system became this divide-and-conquer mechanism? Because people still email me and call me and say, now explain to me how the two parties are controlled, or explain to me, no matter who gets in office, the consolidation of power happens, the corporate looting happens.
Yeah.
I mean, break that down for folks.
Well, I mean, it goes way back to time of Thomas Jefferson. He warned us about the power of corporations. And Teddy Roosevelt did it, and on, right through Dwight David Eisenhower, who warned us about the military-industrial complex, which is essentially the same thing. Now, the whole problem got a lot worse in the 19th century when the railroads somehow got a Supreme Court justice to talk about corporate personhood. And the myth of corporate personhood has gone on to this day and has been parlayed by the corporations into a First Amendment free speech right to spend as much money as they want, buying up politicians and buying up votes with their corporate-controlled media. Now, the next real big acceleration of this fascist trend happened under Reagan, when they got rid of the FCC ban on ownership of multiple media outlets and allowed these media conglomerates to get a monopoly. Until now, we've got almost every major media outlet being controlled by six multinational corporations with interlocking boards of directors, all of which are in bed with the weapons manufacturers, the oil companies, and all the others who are running things. And because of that, they collude every 4 years to work with the trilateralists and Bilderbergers and Council on Foreign Relations to make sure that their hand-picked nominees get the nomination of the Republican and Democratic parties. And once they can do that, then they don't care who wins the general election. They know one of their guys is going to get it. It's a choice between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. In some cases, Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. But that's how they do it, essentially. And then Congress, of course, who the Constitution really gives the power to. Congress has been bought and paid for by the K Street lobbyists, the corporate lobbyists, to the point where almost all the members of Congress, with the exception of people like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and a few others, almost all of them are bought and paid for and have abdicated their responsibility to Dick Cheney's invention of the unitary executive, in other words, the imperial presidency. And since they have their guy under their thumb in the presidency, and the Congress becomes immaterial. And so what you have is our government under direct control of the corporations. We have energy policy being made by Enron. We have agricultural policy being made by Archer Daniels, Midland, and Monsanto. Defense policy being made by the weapons manufacturers. It goes on and on. Almost every regulatory agency in the government is headed by an executive of the corporations that they're supposed to regulate. So we have complete corporate control of government at the highest levels. And that's exactly what Benito Mussolini defined as fascism.
And now,
you should know.
And I wanted to ask you about this, and you can repeat that if I've interrupted you or add any points. Now that they use so-called free market terms and freedom of speech to rig the game and buy everything up and consolidate and create these oligopolies or these cartels working as a monopoly, I guess a monopoly capitalism would be the term. Now they're doing a mopping up operation in the name of stopping extremists and racists from having free speech. The House has passed the hate crimes bill that actually states if the government says you hurt somebody's feelings or what you said might lead to someone doing something violent, even if you didn't call for it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a hate crime bill this strong. That has now passed the House. The cyberbullying thing says the same deal. We have the New York Times saying we need internet gatekeepers. We need to, CEO, Rupert Murdoch's CEO said 2 days ago, arrest bloggers, put them in jail. So they're saying we don't get any free speech. So now that we're actually getting an alternative voice and challenging them, now that their hypocrisy and imperial hubris is so obvious, they're moving to block our free speech. Can you comment on the empire's consolidation?
Oh, absolutely. And, the height of this fascist hypocrisy is Glenn Beck saying that 9/11 truthers are terrorists out to destroy this country. By God, the 9/11 truthers are essential to saving this country because of all the evil that has been done in the name of 9/11 and is still being done in the name of 9/11. You know, there are people out there who know that the Bush administration's official conspiracy theory on 9/11 was total hogwash, but they say, well, that's ancient history and you know, who cares? They have to understand that even President Obama is out there expanding the war in Afghanistan, putting the war into Pakistan, and blaming it on 9/11. So until we destroy the government myth and get some real truth out there, the evil will continue no matter who is president. And I think that's the message we need to get out there to the truth community, that they are absolutely essential and they must not give up.
Senator Bob Bowman, got a break. Come back and complete that statement. I mean, I really agree with what you're saying. Presidents come and go. The shadow government remains the same.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Big John. Every morning at the
mind, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest, and time flies when you've got a great political mind like this with you. And we're going to be talking to a pastor who's fighting against the hate crimes bill in the next hour. So I wanted to have you finish your thought, and we were talking during the break about what Teddy Roosevelt's quote. So can you repeat what we were discussing here privately? I mean, now they've consolidated their power. Now it's obvious the Federal Reserve's private. We have this banking, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, you know, holding shares in the New York Fed openly, with their former executive feeding them all the money. I mean, now the public is really starting to get mad and wake up. And now we're hearing, oh, Northcom's going to have troops on the streets. Oh, now we're going to have local CIA offices. Oh, I mean, this is a cross between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, in my view. So I want you to speak to the whole police state as well. But this attack on the First Amendment.
Yeah, well, the First Amendment is designed to protect we the people, the dissenters. That's what it's about. It's not designed to protect the people who are defending government actions. It's designed to protect those of us who are criticizing the government. That's what the Founding Fathers planned. That's what all of our great statesmen have said. Teddy Roosevelt, great Republican president, great fighter of the corporations, said that dissent is the highest form of patriotism. By the way, that's one reason why I've renamed our organization from the Institute for Space and Security Studies to the Patriots. And the organization is the same 501c3 that's been going on for 27 years, whistleblowing and myth-busting and telling the truth. But now the name is the Patriots, has been for the last couple of years. And our website is thepatriots.us. There's a lot of us in this country involved in truth-telling. You're one of the greatest. We are the ones that the First Amendment was written to protect.
So it's there for not just unpopular speech, but popular speech. I mean, we're with the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Most polls agree with us. It's not that it's even for unpopular speech, though it protects that as well. It's for the speech the establishment doesn't like.
That's right. That's right. If you look at Project Censored, for example, every year they repeat 25 stories which have been self-censored out by the corporate monopoly media. And the thing that ties those all together, the thing they have in common, is not sloppy journalism or carelessness. It's that those 25 stories are dangerous to the establishment. They break the myths by which the corporate government fascist entity controls the people, brainwashes them, and keeps them docile and ignorant.
You got interrupted by the break. You were talking about how important it is to break the 9/11 myth because so much of the tyranny we're now living under has been built on that openly.
Yeah.
Bush and now Obama are publicly switching the entire apparatus of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM around, saying, oh, it's for gun owners, it's for liberals, it's for libertarians, it's for animal rights activists, it's for land rights activists. And these federal reports list everybody. Basically, anybody who's politically active in any way is spied on. And now they admit the Department of Defense has regular Army spying on Ron Paul and myself. We got the documents. Mm-hmm. And they go to end the Fed protests, and they're spying on peaceful peace activists at cookie bakes. I mean, they're spying on everybody. Aren't they the terrorists? Isn't that anti-American?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. And that's why we've got to insist, all of us, that we are the patriots. We are the patriots. They are the terrorists. Those in and around our government are the terrorists. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of my buddies, retired military officers, who know a lot of the truth, but they're intimidated because they want to be patriotic, so they support the government. Baloney! Supporting the government is not what's patriotic. It's doing what's right. It's following the Constitution, honoring the truth, serving the people. Our government does not do that. We are the ones that are doing that. We are the patriots. They are the terrorists.
Well, I hate to use the overused Hitler parallel, but so much parallels that. The German military, which had a lot of esprit de corps and a great past, they got beguiled and sold out thinking patriotism was following Hitler.
Yeah.
Instead of patriotism is really what Operation Valkyrie tried to do, saying no. But yeah, this New World Order system isn't in one man in a Fuhrer. It's a system. I want to talk about the architecture of the New World Order, what's happening with Obama, and a lot more when we get back. Long segment coming up with Bob Bowman. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Your own personal Jesus.
Yeah.
Someone to hear
you. We're having
prayers,
great discussions behind the scenes with Dr. Bob Bowman. And I know we got Reverend Ted Pike coming about the hate crime bill. We'll have him on about 15 after, so let's just call and let him know that. The hate crime bill is important. We'll have him on for 45 minutes today, but I want to have as much time with Dr. Bob Bowman as possible here in studio. Okay. From your perspective, and then I want to spend some time on Star Wars, because that's certainly not dead. That's going on now, this global decapitation system. And a lot of what you told me privately, it wasn't classified. You said it, some of it had leaked out, so you could tell me about it. It's now kind of coming out in the news. So I wanted to discuss, you know, this global decapitation system and what that means for these controllers. But the architecture of this global corporate state from your decades of deep research and also working in some of the most secret black programs, although you were compartmentalized to a certain extent, but in your world travels and knowing a lot of world leaders, what is the architecture of the New World Order? What is the New World Order? What is its end game? Because for my research, it's eugenics and control and enslavement. And then looking at Obama, you know, is he kind of the New World Order closer, or will he, can we make him rebel against him, or will they destroy him if that happens? But I mean, let's just start with the architecture of the New World Order.
Well, I think the architecture of the New World Order is, of course, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the guys that came out of the old Cecil Rhodes organization.
The corporate, the corporate governing councils.
Yeah. But then there's the operating arm, really, is the World Trade Organization, the IMF, and the World Bank. And with those, and of course, since it's under their thumb, the U.S. government and their enforcers are the U.S. military. And we talked before about the military and what happened in Nazi Germany and what's happening here. One thing that I've always said, people mention, what about martial law? Are they going to do that? Are they going to round up all of us dissenters? And I said, who are they going to use? Because I don't think my buddies in the military will do it. I think they will encircle us and point their guns outward to protect us from Blackwater, or Z, as they call it now. There's a terrorist organization, if ever there was one.
That even sounds like a comic book name. I mean, if I was a Pulp Fiction author, Cobra or Z or Chaos, I mean, Z.
Yeah, yeah. I'm encouraged by the Oath Keepers. This is an organization that I've joined, and many, many in the military and law enforcement have joined. And it recognizes the fact that our oath of office in the military, in politics, in law enforcement, says that we will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I mean, we don't promise to obey a president or a commander. We promise to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which, by the way, includes a renegade president and vice president. And so the Oath Keepers have said, in line with our duty to protect the Constitution, we are going to protect Americans who are following the Constitution. We are going to refuse any order to disarm American citizens or arrest American citizens or incarcerate American citizens when those citizens are merely exercising their constitutional rights. And I'm encouraged by that.
Wow, that's great that you brought that up, because we actually sent cameras up to the big Oath Keepers event on Lexington Green. Mm-hmm. And you know, there they all were, just hundreds and hundreds of people from around the country and thousands on the Internet at Oath Keepers saying, we're not going to go along with this, because it's always been said that tyranny, if it comes, will come to your door in a uniform.
Yeah.
And let's go back, though, to that power structure, because I inadvertently interrupted you, seconding what you were saying. We have at the top the Council on Foreign Relations and a few other big think tanks that kind of set the policy. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you've got the robber, and I mean, I want your view, but this is my view. At the very top, you've got the big robber baron, royal families, yeah, the people that control the majority of the world's wealth, the monopoly capitalists. They'll fund fascists, they'll fund Soviets, they'll fund socialists, they'll fund whatever consolidates power. You've got them at the top. Then you've got the big think tanks, the CFR, kind of managing the 5,000 or 6,000 super class, as Rothkopf calls it, mm-hmm, in his book, bragging about their power, admitting they run the world. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of their big management team. And then they've got governmental and quasi-governmental structures and regional roundtables over the different sectors. And then the enforcers are the military. But because the military in the West won't carry out these tyrannical actions by and large, because of lessons from history, they're now trying to create special cadres of paramilitary local SWAT teams all being expanded with local liaison military offices and local CIA offices. So I see them attempting to build the cadres up to brigade strength in a regional system, and they say local community FEMA camps where you want to come. You get food and medicine there, and they're artificially imploding the economy by design to kind of force people into their arms to re-engineer the economy where everything is force-fed into this kind of corporate strip-mining system of vertical integration. Comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. What I see is that essential to what they're doing is this whole thing of preventive war, wars of aggression. The building of their empire by using the militaries of the United States and Great Britain and Israel.
Don't the bad guys throughout history always, they're the ones that do a preemptive war? I mean,
of course.
But I mean, in your own words, make that clear to the viewers out there.
Well, preemptive war is another word for war of aggression. And it's a war crime, according to the Nuremberg Principles, which the United States created and established at the end of World War II, and on the basis of which we hung Nazi war criminals who were just following orders. We have established that war of aggression is a war crime. That is something that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld should have been indicted for. And if it is continued much longer under the Obama administration, there are folks in the Obama administration that are putting themselves in danger of becoming war criminals. What I'm trying to do with the Oath Keepers is to expand the list of orders that they will disobey to include participating in any war of aggression.
Well, I mean, that's what George Washington said. We don't get in foreign entanglements. We don't go into foreign wars. We don't involve ourselves in anything unless we're being attacked. And then several presidents later, we then see Thomas Jefferson, when some of the Barbary pirates, when some of the Moors were attacking some of our ships, we sent Marines out to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But that's something completely different than going into Iraq and leveling the place.
Yeah, absolutely. And these wars of aggression are not only war crimes, they are unconstitutional, and they are treason against the United States of America. They are killing our young soldiers, our young men and women, using them as hired killers for the corporations. We've got to stop that. We have to say that according to the Constitution, we have got to have a military whose mission is to protect the American people and our borders. Period. Period. End of report. Not to protect the global financial interests of multinational corporations and banks. Bechtel, Halliburton, Exxon, Folgers, Chiquita Banana, you name it.
What about the imperial hubris of DynCorp and Halliburton in the news running white slavery trafficking, and then Rumsfeld is asked about it by Cynthia McKinney when she was in Congress, and he says, I'm not going to discuss it. They were in the penalty box. Now they're out of the penalty box. They got a fine. No one goes to jail, but if somebody kidnaps a child down the street from a playground, yep, there's Amber Alerts and freakouts. I mean, the level of looting, the Goldman Sachs openly running the White House, the last two White Houses openly engaging in cash payments to themselves with their former executives running the Treasury and running the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and on that note, I've got to say, any corporation, any entity which is too big to fail is too big to exist. We used to have antitrust laws. We used to have anti-monopoly laws. It's time we did again.
Isn't that just a mind game to say too big to fail? Or, well, yeah, the president ordered torture and it is illegal, but he's the president. And then you just give in to the dictatorship. You give in to the tyranny. It's that seduction. And then finally you have a capitulation to evil. And it's just, oh, that's just the way it is. And then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and it all rests on the myths that we are told. And the antidote is the truth. And that's why what we are doing, Alex, you and I, and so many of our buddies, is so important. We've got to explode those myths, because it's upon those myths, like 9/11, that all the evil actions get carried out and excused off and justified. There are a lot of these truths that we need to expose, not just 9/11. For example, I'd like to expose all the myths that we've been told about the murders of our soldiers in the field, especially the women. Most of them are women. I think families have a right to know what really happened to soldiers like Pat Tillman and Lavina Johnson. Now, most of the viewers know who Pat Tillman is, you know, football star turned war hero turned conscientious objector, which the Army said was killed in action. Then they said, well, it was really friendly fire. But there is a lot of evidence that that so-called friendly fire came from less than 10 feet, and he was really fragged because he was turning against the war, and that would be embarrassing to the establishment.
Well, the Army's own internal reports that have finally been brought out, and I've actually talked to the family, was that they shot him. He hid behind a rock, and he said, hey, I'm Pat Tillman. What's your problem? And they walked right up and did him.
Yep.
And, my God, those soldiers followed that order, I guess probably the CIA in the field. Pat was sending letters home saying, I'm going to come home and speak out against this fraud. We're guarding the OPM.
Yeah.
I even heard BBC admit about a month ago on XM that, oh, yes, the U.S. troops are guarding the OPM and letting the farmers sell it so the Taliban doesn't get a foothold. The Taliban runs those fields, and now there's heroin all over the streets. It was on local news last night that everybody's on heroin now in Austin. I mean, the government openly ships it in. Openly kill Pat Tillman. But now, see, that's patriotic. Oh, we have to kill Pat. It's for America.
Yeah.
We've got to ship heroin in for the kids, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I bet you most of the people out there never even heard of Lavina Johnson.
Yeah, tell folks about her.
Well, Lavina Johnson was a young American girl, African-American, lovely, Christian, virgin. She volunteered to fight in Iraq. Her body was found in a Halliburton tent. Her body was shipped home. Her parents, in a closed casket, her parents told not to open the casket. Well, her father was a physician, still is, and I've talked to him personally. He opened the casket and he examined his daughter. Her brains had been blown out. There were bruises all over her body. Her hands were badly burned, too badly burned to hold a gun, for example. And her genitals had acid poured on them in an apparent attempt to destroy DNA evidence. The Army ruled it a suicide. A government that honors the truth must seek out the truth and then tell the truth. And by God, we have to demand that.
Well, that's what I was going to point out, is that once you give in to evil, it's all over. Sky's the limit. I mean, and these psychological warfare chiefs, they cold-bloodedly knew when they had Rumsfeld come out and go, we're taking off the gloves, we're doing it for America. This was a seduction of evil. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you say torture's okay, then the Washington Post had an article going, yeah, we're doing stuff to their kids in front of them. And then when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confessed to everything but killing Kennedy and sinking the Lusitania and bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was incarcerated,
yeah,
and they were waterboarding him multiple times a week for years,
yeah,
it turned out that was all staged. Some of the torturers of some of the detainees said, well, we were ordered to, here's our national security letter. They arrested the torturers and used the Patriot Act to gag them. That was in the news. So the issue here is even the torturers will be sold out. Why do all of these people, for money printed up out of nothing by the private banks, sell their entire souls, and then it becomes unpatriotic when they're killing all these Marine Corps and Army investigators in corruption, and they're killing all these officers and all this corruption is set in. And then now the C-130s are collapsing with buckets to use the bathroom in, but the officers have new jets with like pleasure palaces in them with secretaries. I mean, this is like Rome burning and Nero's guzzling wine up on the parapet. I mean, this is disintegration level.
It is. For the last 30 years, I've been quoting scripture. Psalm 33, a king is not saved by his mighty army. Warrior is not saved by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory. In its might, it cannot save. Psalm 37 gives the prescription for national security. It says, trust in the Lord and do good that you may dwell in the land and have security. By accepting the evil, we are destroying this country and its security.
And it's incredible. It's like the New World Order really are like alchemists or magicians. They got a spell on the people of darkness. They're obsessed with petty issues. They can't tell good from bad. They accept the evil, not knowing it destroys the whole system.
Or not care. I mean, let's face it. These people that we're talking about who are guilty of this evil are motivated by greed and power. Money and power. And it doesn't matter whether you say, oh, they want a fascist New World Order or they want a communist New World Order. It doesn't matter. What they want is the money and power. And we have to take it away from them. We have to separate big money from political power in this country. And that's not easy to do, but we have to do it.
All right.
We have to have a government which is not bought and paid for by those big money interests.
Bob, got a break. This is amazing stuff. We'll be right back with more of Bob Bowman.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to graffundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R, safes.com. Or click on their banner on Infowars.com today.
Segment after next, 15 after, be with us. Bob Bowman, it's just wonderful having you here. It's great to have you here in town with us. And I'm making another Obama film, and I thought about having you in that and just thought, oh, he's busy and I'm busy, and I kind of rushed that out. That film had 5 interviews. This one's got 10. This will be the 11th. Mm-hmm. I'm doing one more. This film is just jam-packed. And it's just perfect to have you, and you've now agreed that you want to be in the film, so you're going to be in the next Obama film. I haven't released the name yet, but that will be out in October, folks. We're taking our time on this. I was going to release it quickly, but I'm taking my time. But we're going to talk about Obama now coming up and his list of betrayals. And again, we're not attacking Obama in a left-right paradigm. We're attacking to show he's a deceiver, a betrayer. And Bob was privately saying if he does buck them, they'll destroy him like they've done others. But before we go there, tell folks about your speaking tour.
Well, I've had a couple of events so far, and there are dozens to come. We're covering the eastern half of the country this summer in 4.5 months. We're not trying to do the whole country this year like we have the last few. Speaking in Austin tonight at Brave New Books at 7 o'clock. On the 11th, we're speaking in the Dallas area. We're going from there to Oklahoma City and then Tulsa and up to Kansas City and on. And people can check the website, thepatriots.us, and find out where we're going to be when. And people can call me on my cell phone, for goodness sakes. I have it with me. They can call the organizers. The organizers are listed in a document that's been
good.
Sent around.
All so thepatriots.us, yeah. And you're going to be speaking at Brave New Books down at the end of Guadalupe. Off the drag, great bookstore, great place down there this evening. So, folks, be sure and get there early. So it's got room for about 150 folks, and it's pretty much always standing room only if you get there late. Regardless, it's a great event and great folks down there at Brave New Books. Now, Bob, this is a short segment. We're almost out of time here today, and I've got some sponsors I need to thank here for just a moment. But then we're going to come back to you in just a second. And we're going to keep it for 15 more minutes, getting into Obama, getting into the globalist agenda, what's going to happen if they hit Iran. Before we do that, I want you to know about some of the folks that have made today's show possible, and that's New Silver Solution. New Silver Solution is what I use in my house if one of my kids has an infection or if I've got a cold. It's antiviral and antibacterial. Now, nothing is a silver bullet, pun intended, but silver has been proven for a long time, and this has been clinically proven to just have a massive effect. And we've had a lot of medical doctors here on air when nothing's working with these bacteria and viruses to say that nano silver is the way to go. So supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and there's banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. So be sure and check out supernaturalsilver.com today. Every cupboard, every medicine cabinet needs to have it. Also, another one of our fine sponsors I want to tell you about is HomeGain. And this is a great service. It's a free service. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. You can simply visit their site and or click through on Mac's little orange gorilla on Infowars.com. And they have a whole bunch of free services there. Again, the whole site's free at HomeGain.com. They have Street View, where you can look at the house street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself. And again, it's absolutely free. I personally like the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market, and it's absolutely free. And they have another system where you put in your home address, and it tells you what the realtors are really seeing internally of what they think the value is on your home, whether they're underestimating or overestimating with what they're publicly telling you. So that's homegame.com, homegain.com, homegain.com. And my websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, you know who else is going to be in the new Obama film? You know what? I'm not going to announce it. This thing's got everybody. It's crazy. And they all really make key points, and it all comes together as a synergy. Most of these guys don't even know each other, but they're all on the same page for liberty and freedom. Okay, Bob, I got a bunch of rapid-fire questions. Yep. Barack Obama.
Yep.
I mean, he said he wasn't going to hire lobbyists. In your own words, as we're also taping for the live film, you know, go over it. He's lied about not hiring lobbyists. He's lied about signing statements. He's lied about not raising taxes unless you're above $250,000 a year. It's a huge stunt where they've moved some of the troops out of a few cities and redrawn the lines of Baghdad and five other cities where the bases are on the cities and the troops are there, but they're just now saying that isn't part of the city. They're playing all sorts of semantical and statistical games. They're increasing troops to 100,000 in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're escalating the great game and divide and conquer there. I didn't like Slick Willie. I didn't like George W. Bush. I didn't like George Bush's daddy. I didn't like any of these guys. But Obama, he said, I mean it. I pledge. This is real. You can trust me. Yeah. And, I mean, is he the New World Order closer? I mean, we know he's filled his administration with old brass of the neocons. And is it only people like Fox Phelan or Fallon quitting that are stopping him from attacking Iran with Biden saying, green light, baby, go in?
I'm not sure, but I hope that Obama will return to what he knows is right. I mean, he is not a bumbling ignoramus puppet like we've had. He is intelligence. He is articulate. He is charismatic. And this makes him far more dangerous than George W. Bush. If he allows himself to be used. But because he is intelligent, because he used to be a community organizer, because of what he's said in the past, I believe he really wants to do the right thing by the American people, but he doesn't know how to do it. And we're going to tell him how to do it.
But isn't that the best kind of Judas goat, is somebody who believes that they're selling the magic elixir or whatever? I mean, I agree. He's charismatic. He's slick, but he is reading off a teleprompter written by the military-industrial complex. I mean, can you speak to the teleprompter?
I think that he is so intelligent that he's going to see through it at some point. And like Jimmy Carter, he's going to turn against his masters. And Carter had the presidency essentially taken out of his hands by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Obama has the same mentor, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And we know that there's going to be a struggle if Obama says, I'm not doing this anymore. I promised real change, and what I've given the American people is chump change. We're going to have real change, and I'm going to start serving the people, and you guys in the big corporations, you know, sorry about that.
Well, Bob, he revels, though, and we'll talk more about this in the final segment coming up. He revels. When I'm watching him, his body language, he is relishing all these lies. He's relishing betraying the people. I mean, he is really getting into it. And I know what I'm seeing on his face, and I know you're hoping that he'll reverse course. But, I mean, do you admit he has completely done a 180 from what he said he would do?
Sure. He has done some good things. He has made some positive changes. But like I say,
chump change.
For him to really come around is going to be dangerous to him. Barack's one weakness, it seems, is that he wants to be liked by everybody, including the global elites. And the fact is, you can't serve two masters. And he is at some point going to have to decide whether he's going to carry through on his pre-election pledges to serve us, the American people, or if he's going to continue to serve those global elites that he has surrounded himself with.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Right back with Bob Bowman.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Bob Bowman here in studio with us. Coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour, we've got Reverend Ted Pike joining us to break down the hate crimes legislation. It's passed the House. And it's so draconian, it makes my head spin. I mean, it just outright gets rid of the First Amendment. Okay, Bob, you were continuing. You know, looking at Obama, everything that Clinton set up was a foundation for Bush. Everything Bush set up was a foundation now for Obama. And Obama, whether it's draconian gun control or expanding wars or bringing in more corporate lobbyists or banking looting, it doesn't matter what it is, or attacks on free speech with all this legislation. I mean, it's even got my head spinning that they're moving this fast and they're getting so much of it passed or on the verge of passing. Is this the system starting to panic, or in your view, I mean, speak to that. Do you agree they're rushing things right now? And why are they rushing things? Is it because things are going so well, or is this a failing forward because they see the audit of the Fed building? They see people becoming knowledgeable about the power structure and its architecture. They see the military waking up. What's happening?
Oh, I think they're very worried. They're worried about all of us dissenters. They're worried about Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich working together, old friends of mine. They're worried about the 9/11 truth movement. They're worried about Obama and their control over him. I think they're greatly worried, and they're trying to get done what they need to get done. I sent Obama an inaugural address. He didn't use it. Those are the things that he ought to do. He needs to reverse course. He needs to get rid of all 1,100 signing statements of George W. Bush and promise that he's not going to do that, because the Constitution doesn't give the president the power to make legislation or unmake it. It gives that to the Congress, the people's representatives. He needs to do away with Presidential Directives 20 and 51, which give him dictatorial powers. He needs to tell Congress that they've got to repeal the misnamed Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act. He has to get rid of all of the executive orders and legislation which is the foundation of martial law and the incarceration of the U.S. citizens.
You know, that's a key point I forgot even making this film we're making. So please make it now, Dr. Bowman. I mean, with more details. He's keeping everything Bush is doing on the signing statements and the police state and the Patriot Act, and now saying, yeah, even if these detainees are found not guilty in kangaroo courts, we're still going to hold them. I mean, that's throw you in the dungeon, throw away the key, the bedrock of tyranny, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's got to do away with that. He's got to release all those detained without charge. He has to really close Guantanamo Bay and tell the American people, don't worry, we'll find somewhere else for Bush and Cheney. I mean, he's got to make those bold steps. He's got to give us real change, change we can believe in. That's what he promised. That's what he has to do. The American people are not going to be satisfied with chump change, and we know better.
Okay, well, they're starting. President Obama's poll numbers are starting to really slide, and a lot of his supporters are saying, where is the change? This looks like more of the same, the same globalist corporate agenda, same New World Order. What is going to happen when they try to give the Federal Reserve this fall total power, not just over banking, but over all financial operations, from a hot dog stand to a golf club park? I mean, what's going to happen as people realize it is change, but more change towards tyranny and consolidation of power? Because clearly, right now, that's where it's going. If Obama doesn't change course, what do you see happening in the future domestically, on Main Street, but also with Iran and Pakistan? If he stays the course, where is this agenda taking us?
It has been said by some very good people, those who make
Peaceful revolution.
Peaceful revolution impossible. Make violent revolution inevitable.
Start over. That was great. I interrupted it helping you. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us.
Those who make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I heard that many times when I was sharing the stage with William Sloan Coffin. And, of course, he got it from the Kennedys. And it's true. The only way we're going to save this country is through a nonviolent revolution. We need exactly what Obama promised.
Well, I described a nonviolent revolution. Here's Ocean Spray cranberry drink. And I couldn't buy this for the last decade because it had high fructose corn syrup in it, which had been proven in a lot of studies to be linked to diabetes and a lot of problems. Also, for some reason, it has high levels of mercury. In fact, people won't believe it. Put the Washington Post up. Half of corn syrup products have mercury in it. And so I couldn't drink it. But now, suddenly, it has pure sugar cane in it as its ingredient. That was because the people stopped buying anything with high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. Overnight, it's vanishing like a vapor at morning, like, you know, like phantoms at dawn. There is a microcosm of us voting with our dollars and our ideas and by getting the word out person to person and then voting with our dollars.
Yeah. And but right now, I am hoping that Obama will give us some real leadership. He's the only president we've got, and I'm not giving up on him yet. But, you know, we can't wait forever. He may only have 4 years, and he's got to take action and take it now.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm making a big deal out of this today. This is a huge victory, Bob.
Yeah.
That this product and many others has high fructose corn syrup in it, and now because the people saying no, word of mouth, even with the big high fructose corn syrup Archer Daniels Midland propaganda ads that yep. they've been running in the last year on every TV channel I've seen, they failed. Again, we have to get our spirit back. We have to say we don't have a broken spirit. We're not capitulating. We're not giving into your tyranny. Mm-hmm. We're not giving into a global corporate dictatorship. And with that said, your breakdown briefly on what's happening with the banking takeover, this engineered financial collapse, are they going to be successful?
Well, they've already been successful in stealing hundreds of billions of dollars from the American people. It's, you know, pump all the money to the top, promise the people it's going to trickle down, and of course it never does. And this is a part of it. Like I said, if they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist.
Absolutely. That said, just a few more quick questions while we've still got you here in studio with us before Reverend Ted Pike comes up. When you're out there across the land, when you're out there speaking to the people, mm-hmm. I've already talked about H.R. 1207 to audit the Fed, having 250-plus sponsors. Even if the Senate runs a procedural scam and won't let it come to a vote, now the people are saying, why are you hiding this? What are you covering up? People are now discovering the Federal Reserve is the real dictatorship that sits above the whole country. And I'm just seeing everywhere across the political spectrum an awakening. Can you speak to auditing the Fed and speak to what you're seeing across the country with an awakening?
We not only need to audit the Fed, and I certainly support that, but eventually we need to disband the Fed. We need to get rid of it. Many people say, well, giving the Fed more power is okay because we're going to nationalize it. We're going to make it really federal. I mean, right now it's no more federal than Federal Express, but that doesn't do any good. If the Federal Reserve becomes really a part of the government, that's going to be okay only if the government is still not ruled by these global money elites. And right now it is. So we have to keep spreading the message that the Federal Reserve is private. It has private stockholders like the Queen of England and a lot of other folks. They don't put a penny of their money at risk. When they loan to the U.S. government, they're not loaning their own money. They're just putting an entry in a ledger, and they're getting hundreds of billions of our tax dollars in interest payments every year when not a penny of their money is at risk. What kind of a return is that? It's infinite percent.
This isn't even fractional reserve. This isn't even fractional reserve banking. This is just complete flim-flam fraud. And through this magic checkbook, they've gained the whole world. So, of course, they want to implode the economy and get us into debt. That's how they get control of us. That's how they get the real assets. Well, you're traveling across the country on a speaking tour. Folks can find out more, of course, at the website.
ThePatriots.us.
The Patriots, the Patriots with an S, .us. Dr. Bob Bowman, it's great having you here. We didn't have time to get into when you started speaking out against the Star Wars program as a decapitation weapon.
Right.
How you experienced the rigged game. You said GE came and offered you a big buyout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got attempted bribery, attempted blackmail, death threats, IRS harassment. I got three audits in 2 years. The FBI and the CIA called me in. They didn't like me speaking out and telling the American people
what
it was an offensive weapon disguised as defense.
What did the CIA say when they called you in?
Well, they didn't like the fact that I was traveling overseas speaking against actions of the U.S. government. And, as if not agreeing with government actions was somehow unpatriotic. And, this whole idea is why we have to insist
on free speech.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, he's a very busy man. He does hundreds of radio talk interviews. Truth Tellers is the website. We'll give you the full address here in a moment. He's Reverend Ted Pike, and he fights the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the globalists, who openly in Europe have banned free speech. They're banning it in Canada. And I have the bills here in front of me. This is past the House. And it has language I never saw before, which says whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication, that's the internet, with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress. And I've seen the federal judges argue, and he has the videos up on his site. Hey, maybe we'll pull some of those up in a few minutes, where they're saying, no, if you hurt somebody's feelings, we're going to arrest you. So substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, or hostile behavior, hostile, saying, I'm sick of your tyranny, shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 2 years or both. And then it goes on to say anyone trying to influence politicians, this is the end of free speech. This is the end of it. And they always say, oh, let's ban Nazis' free speech. Whether you love a Nazi's speech or hate a Nazi's speech, whether you love a Black Panther speech or hate their speech, whether you like Mecha saying they're the God race and for the race everything, those outside the race nothing. The point is, they sell this idea, and then they want to restrict everybody's free speech and are openly saying in congressional hearings, ban free speech, ban architects and engineers, and they put them up next to Al-Qaeda training videos. So nobody has fought this like Reverend Ted Pike. And I saw the language in this and didn't think it could pass the House. It has passed, folks. It has happened. Just like the carbon bill and just like everything else is passing. This is the time the New World Order's taken over. So quick segment now. Be with us for the rest of the hour. Maybe a little bit longer if we can do it. We have another guest coming up. Reverend Ted Pike, tell us what's happening. I've never seen things this ominous, America in this much peril.
Well, actually, Alex, what you are quoting there from is the Anti-Defamation League's anti-bullying bill, which is a separate bill which is now in the House Judiciary.
But and I saw that, the same language in the hate bill, correct?
Well, no.
And that federalizes local police.
Yeah, the hate bill, which is S-909, is a different piece of legislation, and that has passed the House. The anti-bullying bill is still in the House Judiciary. Now, what the federal hate crimes bill, S-909, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, says back in its original 1968 hate law, which was passed at the height of the civil rights movement just after Martin Luther King was killed, it says in Title 18, Section 2A, that anyone, a talk show host, a pastor, even a person on the street corner, who uses language that might induce or incite some unstable person to commit a hate crime, he could be 2,000 miles away and hear you on the radio, then that original speaker can be tried as a principal in federal court right along with the active offender with a possible 10-year prison sentence. So you see, this big federal hate bill, which could go for a vote next week in the Senate, is basically a series of amendments on that original 1968 law, which was basically a hate crime, a speech law, but it really couldn't be enforced effectively because of something called states' rights in law enforcement, which prohibited the federal government from coming down any time it wanted and intervening and taking over in states' rights. All of those barriers, the six major barriers, will be washed away if the federal hate bill is passed in the Senate. And basically what it'll be doing is establishing a police state system, a perfect unity, a seamless unity between federal policing powers and local policing powers.
Please continue.
Yes. Now, the big problem this week is the Democrats have decided they are going to attach the hate bill, S-909, onto the Defense Authorization Bill, which is up for a vote perhaps as early as next Wednesday. Now, we have a tremendous opportunity here now to destroy the hate bill, because 2 weeks ago in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, really messed up. He came in there with great prestige, and for 45 minutes he was supposed to undergird and support and strengthen the hate bill. Actually, he did exactly the opposite. He shot off his mouth and he said that this hate bill, contrary to what it says on the first bill, of the first page of S-909, this bill will not protect all Americans according to race and religion and gender. No, he said, this is a very specific bill meant to protect only historically persecuted groups like blacks, like homosexuals, like Jews, etc.
So actually what this does is create a super group of super citizens, titles of nobility, here in the United States.
Absolutely.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog.
or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
We don't need no education. We don't need no...
Folks, since I got Reverend Ted Pike on late, he's going to be with us into the next half hour of the final hour. Then the guest from the San Antonio newspaper who went and took a photo of the public NSA snooping base, the cybersecurity internet snooping base, where Big Brother reads our mail. They ran out and grabbed him, basically kidnapped him. That's coming up in the last 30 minutes. We're going to go back to Reverend Ted Pike to break this down. Folks, you know, he's always there ringing the alarm bell when they try to destroy the First Amendment, but this time they're coming the closest I've ever seen. We'll see if he agrees with me. He was explaining to me during the break that it's similar language in the cyberbullying and the hate bill. In fact, I have both of them here, but that the hate bill is even worse than the passages I was reading. So we're going to go over that and play the video clip of them admitting that Holder is saying that, no, this doesn't protect everybody. This only creates a select group that's protected. But before we go back to Ted Pike, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that are making this hour of the radio show possible. And one of those is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice and storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a great way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800-watt generator, and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, one word, MySolarBackup.com, or give them the toll-free number. Folks, you can give them a call at the toll-free number, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And then in closing, got to get one plug in today for my films. Ladies and gentlemen, my DVDs, my films, have been seen by conservatively, well, the Obama deception, well over 15 million people in 3 months, free on YouTube and Google. You can go count up all the views on the channels. And I quit counting a month ago, so it's more than that. 15 million views, free on the web. This baby, over 20 million views in the last 2 years online. Over 20 million we know of. Now, I've only sold a few thousand DVDs. I don't care. I love reaching people. I love saving lives. I love people understanding the globalists are eugenicists who openly want to set up world government. People say, okay, we're going to live under a world government, big deal. It's to kill you, folks. It is to persecute you. It is to rip you limb from limb. This film is life-saving. Get the DVD, have it, send people the free clips online or the full film, watch it in high quality at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, then it's streamed to you in super high quality. You can burn it to disk, burn it to DivX, give it to people in higher quality, because a lot of folks won't watch the cruddy YouTube or Google quality. The point is, this is high quality DVD. Respect yourself enough to have it in high quality if you're going to spend 2 hours and 40 minutes watching it. There's an online bibliography proving every claim and document in this film. Whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com will get you there. The Obama deception, the biggest film I've ever released. It shatters the left-right paradigm, exposes how both parties are controlled, the hate speech laws, the tyranny, the FEMA camps, the Northcom, Obama being a liar. But showing people, Republicans who watch it, that Bush was a liar as well. This film is shattering the left-right paradigm. Biggest film we've ever released. Get it on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free to get these films and others, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have also released a bunch of new Patriot T-shirts. We're putting new ones out every week. So check out all the new T-shirts we've added at InfoWars.com. We have the Socialism is Stealing shirt that shows a guy putting a gun to somebody's head who's got a bag of money, stealing it, saying socialism. There's a war on fear mind, InfoWars.com. We've got a new T-shirt that has a cop with a billy club on the back saying, don't steal, the government hates competition, InfoWars.com on the front. We've got Minutemen, Culpepper Flag, Don't Tread on Me shirts. You want to meet like-minded people? You wear one of these shirts out in the city square or at the coffee shop, you're going to meet fellow info warriors. You know, you're going to meet fellow patriots. This is about us being open. We're mainstream. We're not going to shut up our speech. We're not going to let the DHS report saying Christians and gun owners and libertarians are terrorists. We're not going to let their demonization work. We're not going to let their chilling effect work. Get the shirts, get the DVDs, get the materials, Infowars.com, or watch them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, you're not going to see me for the next 10, 15 minutes because I'm going to try to sit back and shut up and have Reverend Pike run over all the facts. Reverend, go back into that. Go back into the fact, because I've read the bills, and you're absolutely right. You're the expert on this. There it is, federalizing all the local police further, teaching them with federal training by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to be political officers. Jason Burmese's mom was driving into New York, went through the tollway, doesn't have a transponder, so they give you a little ticket card, and the ticket card said suspicious person, a yellow card, and the person said, I'm giving you this card because of your 9/11 truth sticker. And so she was then seen as a terrorist. They're already beginning the no-fly, no-buy, or no-buy, no-fly bills to ban you flying if you're on a no-fly list, to ban you having a job, 1,200,000 on it and growing each month by 24,000. It's this whole culture of Soviet-style secret police, commissariat, turning our local police into political officers. So I want you to go over that and then explain to us the hate bill versus the other bill. Then later we'll play the Holder clip. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, as I was saying, Attorney General Holder has given a tremendous tool to those who want to defeat this hate bill. And what he said, again, is number one, that they're contrary to what the bill says on the front page, that all American citizens, according to race, religion, or gender, will be protected by the federal government from violent hate crimes in the states if this bill is passed. Holder said, oh, no. This bill is for those historically victimized groups, basically of white Christian heterosexual civilization, primarily homosexuals, blacks, even women, Jews, on and on. And number two, what came out in the cross-examination in the judiciary 2 weeks ago was that Holder could not find a single example. He could not present any statistics that the states are not punishing violent hate crimes on the local level. He was again and again asked, and we have this in this 10-minute video at truthtellers.org. Again, Senator Sessions, Senator Coburn on this, just give us one example, and he couldn't. And you see, what this video does that we have at truthtellers.org is it knocks the foundation out of two of the very strongest arguments which the Anti-Defamation League has convinced not only the members of Congress, though, but of state legislators. ADL is proud at his website, ADL.org, that it persuaded 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of its model anti-hate law. And right at the beginning of the argument of the ADL throughout the 1990s to legislators on the local level was this promise, oh, no, this bill is not favoritistic toward some groups. This bill will protect everyone according to race, religion, and gender. See, it's written right there on the front page. And all these legislators said, well, that's great. Everybody's going to be protected. Now, astonishingly, the Attorney General of the United States is saying, no, this is an egalitarian, very discriminatory law against the 90% plus of the American people. This is only to protect those victims of historic Christian white heterosexual persecution. So what we have to realize is this is a massive scam, a massive takeover, a massive erosion of the First Amendment to the Constitution, giving us free speech, of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which tells the federal government to butt out of states' rights in law enforcement, and, of course, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't exalt one group above the other. Now, what I am calling all Americans to do in the next several days is to call in to your senators. And also, at truthtellers.org, we have all 100 members of the U.S. Senate. Go there on the action page And spend some time this week, because the hate bill is scheduled to go through to possible passage by mid-next week. Spend some time before work. Spend some time during your lunch break calling all senators, if you possibly can, with this very simple message. This is an astonishingly simple message, but here's what I'd like you to say. Ask the staffers there, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org. Now, what we want to do, we want to absolutely saturate the Senate of the United States, especially the Democrats as well as the Republicans, with the staffers, the senators, the aides, all watching the Attorney General of the United States now telling the whole world that, contrary to what the ADL and Holder have been telling the Democrats, there is no equal justice under this hate bill. There is no reason for the federal government to come down and meddle in local law enforcement, because the states are doing a perfectly good job of prosecuting hate crimes. People need to, number one, come to truthtellers.org. The Holder video, the Holder expose is right there on the homepage. Click off and go on to a journey into hate bill fantasy land, according to Holder. And then, number two, call these numbers to your members of the Senate, and hopefully all 100 members of the Senate. Here's the toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Again, the toll-free number to the Senate, 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number is 202-225-3121. And here again is the simple message you deliver to the staffers. And you don't even have to say you're against the hate bill. Just say, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.com. Now, what we're finding is that dozens of staffers are now watching this video. Dozens are reporting that they will watch it, and they're going to be recommending it to their senators. We want to totally avalanche Congress, that is the Senate, in the next several days before markup hearing, perhaps on Monday or Tuesday, and a vote perhaps next Wednesday. We want to knock out the pillars underneath the two of the very strongest arguments which the liberals have made for the hate bill.
Well, I mean, inherently in Europe, it's only select groups that are protected. And then once they say, okay, you're arrested if you say that 5,999,000 Jews died, not 6 million. And then, okay, you're arrested if you call somebody the N-word. And then I have mainstream BBC articles, BBC headlines, hundreds arrested in hate sweep. And they have secret agents that sit in the bars and restaurants to hear hundreds of different racial terms. And then now we're hearing, oh, we want to add the term midget to be banned by the FCC from talk radio, when a midget isn't even a derogatory term. You know, it's called midgets and dwarfs, two different, you know, a midget is somebody who's proportionately proper size, their head, their hands, their feet, and a dwarf has a chromosomal disorder. But that's like in England when Robin Page, who isn't even political, not liberal or conservative, BBC One Man and His Dog host, where he goes to different towns and samples their beer and cheese, he gave a speech saying we deserve the same rights for rural communities as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested, and they said the word homosexual is hateful. So even scientific terms aren't allowed. It's at their discretion. So once they've done this, now they're saying climate change denial, you need to be arrested. And this is the point I want to raise here. I can see how I'm being set up. And then I want you to comment on this and then have the floor and go over this, sir. But I want to inject this here. I'm already experiencing it. When Mr. Poplawski killed the three cops, a few months ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, within 2 hours of him killing the cops and then giving up, there was an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette attacking me in the headline by name, saying Poplawski was a fan and I influenced him to do this. Now, it then came out later that they'd gotten his comments off InfoWars, and he'd been on hundreds of sites, Fox News, you name it, and that he was actually attacking me for not being anti-Semitic. But the point is, I talked to the reporter within two, and he's a little guy who works with the local Southern Poverty Law Center. They all have their little pet reporters. Within 2 hours of these cops being killed, they had gone in the computers, their operatives in the police department had fed that to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, but Southern Poverty Law Center specifically had then fed it to demonize me in the news. Same thing with Von Brune. And then now I have reporters calling me up from national publications, Psychology Today, Wall Street Journal, a bunch of other newspapers where I'm not even calling them back now, going, are you making people kill people? Should your speech be restricted? So I'm now seeing the setup where I've got some of the biggest websites out there. I've got the biggest alternative websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, where it's all about what people say on my message board, or if they tell police they never heard my show, I'm being set up for arrest, exactly what the bill says. The cyberbullying and others, that yes. If you influence somebody, you get arrested.
Absolutely. Now, this present bill, the Senate version, will be able to go back 7 years into your past, Alex. Any statement you have made over the past 7 years, which might be construed to have influenced, to aided or abetted the commission of a violent hate crime, you can be tried as a principal in federal court, right along with that person who claims that over the past 7 years he heard Alex Jones say hateful or hurtful things against these protected minorities. And you remember David Irving was indicted and convicted in Austria for statements he made something like 10 years previously. These hate laws lump to put a noose, a lasso around everyone who is...
Well, this is Soviet mind control. Stay there. I'm going to come back. We're going to play that clip of Holder, a brief clip. The full video is at True Tellers. We've also got it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reverend Ted Pike is with us into the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now the number one target when these things happen. Just briefly, Ted, what does that mean about my show? I don't even really get into racial stuff and religious things. Why do you think they're after me so bad?
Well, they're after you because you are politically incorrect. And communist-style government means that anyone who's against Soviet reality in Russia was indictable and sent off to the gulag.
This really is not just tyranny. This is the most hardcore... All this hate speech stuff is from the Soviet Union. Explain the history of this when we get back and how we beat this bill. Reverend Ted Pike.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Homosexual activities are immoral, and he's attacked by a gay activist.
Well, the statute would not necessarily cover that. On the other hand, I think that...
So is there a reason for someone to think that this is odd? Does that strike you as odd, that one might be the crime and another one not?
We're talking about crimes that have a historic basis. Groups who have been targeted for violence as a result of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, that is what this statute is designed to cover.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. The elderly are not protected groups. Security guards are not protected groups. Okay. Soldiers are apparently not protected groups. Some are protected groups and get special protection under this law.
But one has to look at the history of the unfortunate history of our nation. There are groups who have been singled out, who have been the objects of violence simply because of their sexual orientation, the color of their skin, their ethnicity. We have to face and confront that reality. That which historically has been a problem for that nation continues to be a problem for this nation. In the absence.
We'll play the rest coming up next hour. But the point here is, we're going to go back to Ted Pike. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had black friends on the football team, and I went over to their house and hung out on the weekends. And a few times, we were attacked by groups of other blacks going through a neighborhood because I was white. When whites get attacked, and there are many black-on-white crimes that are racially motivated, they don't get a hate crime charge. That's not happening in Europe. You notice, America's bad, our history, i.e. white people are bad. And that's what this is all about. And it's about racial politics. And whites are basically almost already the minority. They're mainly elderly. And the so-called majority is elderly. And the little Reconquista and others brag, you all white people are all dying. We're going to get you. And that's all cute and funny and Ford and Chevy and General Motors. You know, everybody funds that. Miller Brewing funds Mecha and La Raza. That's all okay. It's just we're going to have select groups. So the government's going to persecute groups. If a white guy kills a black guy, there's going to be a hate crime charge. But if a black guy kills a white guy, there's not. So this is the type of mind control, but it's worse than that. It's the federal nature of turning your local police into political officers that judge each crime off of whether it was racially or sexually motivated. But then it goes further. That was the old hate bills they wanted. This new one that Reverend Pike was just covering. This is a quick segment. We're about to go back to him. This thing says your speech, if you made somebody not like somebody else and you hurt their feelings, you're going to prison. This is the Soviet Union. We're about to break, but Reverend Pike, break down. This happened in the Soviet Union. Hate crime, sensitivity training, all of this stuff was done before.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Lenin in 1918 put on a phonograph record, which was sent all out throughout Russia, that if anyone ever even said that any of the Bolshevik leaders were Jewish, it was an automatic death sentence.
Automatic death sentence. And again, do we have free speech in America or not?
Well, this is going to be determined next Wednesday on how the people respond.
Well, my God, folks, total tyranny. No one is safe if they allow this to pass. And they want to turn the SWAT teams and police loose on you. They want to take your property, and they are coming. This is the Red Terror. Ted Pike, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, the end of freedom. But look, these criminals can pass this law. I'm not following it. But the point is, they're trying it. They're very close to passing it. It's real. Okay, Reverend Ted Pike, please continue with the history of this. And then now, what's in this bill specifically? Because they're on the news admitting, and the bill says if you influence somebody by your speech, not even calling for violence, you go to prison. I mean, this is just off the charts, anti-American, anti-freedom.
Yes, absolutely. If we want to know where this bill is heading, you just have to go up to Canada. In Canada, in 1971, ADL, B'nai B'rith, after 10 years of lobbying, they finally persuaded Parliament in Ottawa just minutes before the Christmas vacation to adopt their federal hate crimes law for Canada. That's the Section 319. And the government also, about 10 years later, adopted an anti-hate, a so-called anti-hate internet law, Section 13.1. And what that says is that if your speech is even likely to cause humiliation or hurt or wounded feelings in some member of a federally protected group, then that is a federal hate crime, and you can go, you can have a $5,000 minimum fine, but if you continue in such statements, you will go to prison. And this cyberbullying bill, as we mentioned earlier, is exactly like the Canadian law. It says that if you even intend to cause emotional, severe emotional distress in another person, then you can go to prison for 2 years. You don't even have to cause the emotional distress in them. You just have to intend it. So these ADL laws are all thought crimes laws. They are very subjective, very nebulous and unclear. They're just wide open for expansion, clarification by federal judges. If this bill is passed, very quickly, contrary to what ADL tells legislators, they say, oh, this is only a bill to prosecute violent hate crimes in the states when the states can't or won't enforce the law. But the truth is, as soon as this bill is passed and the government begins to lay down indictments against people, even for violent hate crimes, then the liberal judges will begin to pontificate from the bench. They'll very quickly say, oh, no, we have to do more than just protect homosexuals, Jews, etc., from violent physical hate crimes. We need to protect their delicate emotions and self-esteem. We want to, we'll have to legislate and to pontificate, adjudicate, I should say, against those, that verbal violence that goes across the airwaves and out of the pulpit and so on. So this is a very slippery slope that this hate bill will take us immediately. And again, I have to repeat, we can kill this hate bill next week if Americans now will call their senators today, immediately after this program, call them and just ask them, would they like to watch this shocking video that shows the Attorney General of the United States Holder saying, spitting it out, that there is no equal protection under the hate bill. Tell the staffers to go immediately to truthtellers.org. There on the homepage, you'll see the Attorney General saying basically exactly the opposite of what the liberals have always been taught. That this, there is equality and justice under this hate bill. Not so, says Holder. This bill is only for a protected elite, a protected minority of those who've been.
But that's what the bill, that's what the bill says. And it says the feds, basically, they choose. Just like with the green carbon tax, the bill that's passed the House gives these federal boards, 30-plus agencies, unlimited power on anything producing carbon. So the media is always, it's only on big power plants and coal plants. It's not on you. But then you read the bill, it's on everything. And we already have enough of a chilling effect in this country. So right when people are mad, tired of the tyranny, they're creating these new political crimes.
Yes.
And turning our police into political officers. We're going to come back and play some more of Holder in testimony and a lot more with our guest, Ted Pike. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking with Ted Pike, truetellers.org. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I have the national and international media attacking me on a weekly basis in national publications, saying I'm causing murders. You've got 300 million people in this country. You're going to have a few lunatics that kill folks from time to time. I don't deserve to be blamed for this. Plus, I'm not calling for it. And it turns out that Von Braun actually didn't like me, and neither did Poplawski. But regardless, to say that you're guilty because they say you're guilty, not even for your speech, but they say something you said may have made this person commit these crimes. A few months ago, I was wondering, why does the media keep trying to, with no connection, to connect me to these people? And their questions, are you causing them to kill? Do you feel guilty? Should you get in trouble? They're getting fed the line. And then I found out, in my case, the Southern Poverty Law Center is on my butt. And the ADL's been caught breaking into police stations and stealing files on people, and they're the ones that train the local police. I mean, this is brainwashing. And then I've seen it in the news where people get arrested for giving the police Ron Paul videos or my films, or get arrested for a anti-UN sticker on their car, and the MIAC and DHS report, and now Homeland Security. Holder has a bill where he will put you on the terror list for your political speech. And they're already doing this and won't say why a million plus people are on it. And they have a bill where if you're on the no-fly, no judge, no jury, extrajudicial, you're going to be on the no-buy list for guns. They're saying if you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list and then no guns. So it's not just the hate bill or the cyberbullying bill or the DHS reports or the no-fly, no-buy or this new bill I covered yesterday. I've got it here in the stack. I'll give you the bill number if I can dig it out. They're now saying, oh, and saying there's a new world order is hate. That's code word. And we're like, what? Even if it was code word for something, it's your First Amendment, but it's not. David Icke wrote a book believing that space aliens control the world, and he was arrested in Canada, and they said space aliens is code for Jews. So there's also a rampant, like, Hitlerian or Soviet-style paranoia where, I mean, this is a reign of terror. This is so un-American. Ted Pike, break down more of how they're federalizing our local police. And can you elaborate on my point that this is just a nexus for other things in this, and I keep calling it Soviet because it's particularly Soviet, of secret list and secret arrest and no judge, no jury. I mean, this is incredible, Ted Pike.
Well, it's extremely important that we defeat the hate bill, because the hate bill is kind of the flagship of other ADL.
It's the biggest
bills.
Head on the Hydra, or it's the body of the Hydra.
That's right. The big federal hate bill is a broad bill which will end free speech in America. But we have to realize that there are basically three civil rights, hate crimes, bias crimes bills now before Congress. The first, of course, is the hate bill. But there's also ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. That's now in three committees in the House Judiciary. The ENDA is ADL's workplace hate crimes law, which makes it a federal offense to deny employment to a homosexual because he's a homosexual.
And then that federalizes everything.
That's right.
And brings the feds in and weird sensitivity training when nobody is even talking or thinking about this. It's like forcing sex ed on third graders. It's perverted.
That's right. And it also ENDA will force churches to hire homosexuals in non-clerical, non-clergy positions.
So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is the end of free association, free market, property rights.
Yeah. Now, if we can defeat the hate bill this week, perhaps as early as this week, if we can flood the Senate with this request that the staffers and the senators watch this very embarrassing, very damaging video with Holder admitting there's no equal protection and there's no need on the local level for a hate crimes bill, there is a good chance we can knock it in the head this week. But we're going to have massive calling in to the Congress immediately after this program today.
Ted, more than that, I would imagine it's been hundreds of interviews. Have you done hundreds of interviews the last month on this?
Oh, yes, Yeah, I'm doing constantly broadcasting. It's coming to a head because Senate Majority Reid says he's got to have the hate bill passed by the August recess. And this arms
appropriation. Because they know Obama's stalling and losing power by then. They've got to pass the green takeover, the carbon tax enslavement. They've got to pass the gun grabbing. They've got to pass the open borders. They've got to get it all by the winter. But the reason I brought up if you're doing interviews, I've been doing a lot of national and regional shows myself lately, and they'll say, Alex, what's most important right now? And I go, well, the hate bill and the cyberbullying bill, and then I'll read the subsections on air. And these talk show hosts are shocked. They aren't even aware of it because there's such a news blackout.
Yes, there
is. That's why we're so blessed to have you. So I would also encourage listeners to get the stories that Kurt Nemo's written off Infowars.com, off PrisonPlanet.com, to get the reports off TrueTellers.org, to get the video clip from YouTube that you're linked to, and pass that on, the direct link to people, so they can see this for themselves. So not just calling the Senate, or is it just best to call the Senate?
Well, right now, you see, we only have several days' time to do this, because if they have a markup session as early as next Tuesday in the Senate Judiciary, the hate bill then will be predestined to go forward very rapidly. They could have a markup session, and the liberals there could vote to move it forward as an amendment. Then they could go through the Rules Committee the next day, only an hour for that, and be on the floor of the Senate by Wednesday. So really, right
now, why did you say Monday? It could be by Friday. So I mean, we've obviously won some battles since I was reading your site Monday.
Yeah, but you see, the margin in the House, we had a massive margin in favor of the hate bill, something like 74 votes. In the Senate, it's different. It's much more dicey. There's probably 7 or 8 votes in favor of the hate bill over the Republicans. Okay. But what we have to do is destabilize the Democrats, letting them know in no uncertain terms that if they do vote for this hate bill, that we, the people, we're going to remember, because the midterm elections are coming up fairly soon. And one of the reasons the Democrats want to rush it through is because they want to get this past them. This pro-pedophile hate bill is not going to sound very well in the sound bites a year from now at midterms. They want to get this Orwellian anti-Christian legislation taken care of now so that the family can emphasize family values for the next half of this Congress. So right now is the crucial hour. We got to get those calls going in. Again, the toll-free number to your senator is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121, and just give them this simple message. Have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Well, I mean, Reverend Ted Pike, there is no doubt that these people are out of control. I mean, The hate bill, I agree with you, is the big hot topic right now. It's what they're trying to pass right now. But you look at everything else, the seizure of all energy production and all human activity, taxing the carbon cycle, you know, what plants breathe, carbon dioxide, saying what plants breathe is a deadly poison, listing it as a deadly poison now. I mean, this is insanity. Trying to start new wars, the anti-gun bills, the likes of which we've never seen, and then all these hoax articles in the mainstream saying there is no gun bills. You know, why are people buying guns? I really see this all coming to a collision because it looks like the establishment is bum-rushing right now. Are they doing that out of strength, or are they doing that out of desperation, realizing that the people are becoming wise to their new world order?
Well, I think they are. They're doing it out of desperation. The ADL has global ambitions, and it's in a race with the new alternative media of the Internet, talk radio, and so on, which is spilling the beans about their role as the architect of most of this legislation. But we have to realize that, yes, these are all other great concerns. These other bills are very threatening. But if we lose speech under the federal hate crimes bill, we will lose all our other freedoms, freedoms to criticize these other pieces of threatening legislation. So number one priority, this is kind of the beating heart of our republic, is to keep that precious free speech alive. The hate bill is a sword pointed at our free speech.
Well, I agree with you, Ted, but let's expand. Let's say they do pass it and try to implement it. We've then got to fight it every step of the way. I mean, for those that don't know, you know them. I've had them on. It's mainstream news that in Philadelphia, preachers that come out to street corners and preach are charged with hate crime by the state and taken to prison. And then huge court battles ensued. These people, this is not just our opinion. They mean business. And folks, even if you disagree with somebody coming out and protesting you, the point is, if you take their freedom of speech, we live in a tyranny. I mean, I don't think people realize, Reverend, you're not joking. In fact, it's hard to describe just how real and hardcore this is.
Yes, and it's spreading like a cancer through all the Western industrialized democracies. America is a holdout. We still do not have a federal hate crimes law. ADL wants to internationalize hate crimes enforcement with the rights to deport people like Rudolph and Zundel and then others.
They want to have you arrested if you say global warming isn't real.
That's right. They're very aggressive, very Orwellian in their desires to basically take away all of our rights.
All right, Pastor Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, thank you for the great work you're doing. Let me talk to you here behind the scenes. I may even hold you over if you can. If not,
okay,
we'll go to our next guest. But I want to talk about what it would be like under the Soviet system, because really I've studied it. The corporate system's more fascist, but the implementation is more Soviet. It's kind of a hybrid. What will Soviet America be like?
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 8th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:17:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $943.91, $471.95 for the half ounce, or $235.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $943.91, $471.95, and $235.98.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is it getting better?
Can you imagine federalizing local police? It's already happening. And making them political officers just like the Soviet Union.
Will it make it easier on
Pastor Ted Pike, I already see the media setting me up.
Got someone to
openly
blame.
Saying the New York Times, they've got to put gatekeepers on the web. The CEO of a news group, Rupert Murdoch's company, saying arrest bloggers, ban free speech. I mean, they really are starting to figure out that we're taking them on, and so they're going to try to get nasty. I don't see it succeeding, but if they pass this bill under this Soviet model that they're adopting, what will happen to Alex Jones?
Well, the broadcasting industry is going to start receiving guidelines from the FCC that language which might induce, aid, abet, and so on, according to the 1968 law, Title 18, Section 2A, will now become indictable as a federal crime. And it'll be in the same category as inciting to riot or shouting fire in a crowded theater, things like that. And you'll be experiencing a tremendous pressure coming down to force you to become much more neutral and bland in what you say. If we want to, again, if we want to know what American talk radio will be like, just go up to Canada. Up in Canada, you can talk about gardening, you can talk about sports or whatever you want, but you cannot criticize federally protected groups such as homosexuals, Zionists, and so on in specific terms. You certainly cannot say from the pulpit or from the airwaves, if you're Christian broadcasters, that the Jews killed Christ 2,000 years ago. That that is considered a hate crime in Canada. And it's also considered a hate crime in Canada to quote Leviticus or Romans from the Bible, saying it, homosexuality is an abomination. That will give you an immediate $5,000 fine if that pastor ever preaches again on that subject from those verses. He is facing contempt of court charges, and which means prison.
And everybody's so cowed that the police are like desperate spiders in black holes. David Icke comes walking in saying, I think there's reptoids from planet, you know, whatever. And they say, that's code. Arrest him. And David's going, no, brother, peace, love. Yeah. It's flying saucers. You're not even allowed to talk about flying saucers up there. They arrest you. Everything is hate.
Yeah, and there's so many other groups that want to get on the hate crimes bandwagon, claiming they have also been victimized by white Christian heterosexuals. So, you know,
what about all the black students in synagogues and stuff where they catch them putting the swastikas on themselves? This is clearly a political weapon.
Oh yeah, and the media is in collusion with this. There is no recourse. I mean, we just simply have got to keep this hate bill from passing. And I encourage everybody to come to truthtellers.org immediately after this program. Watch the Holder video. It'll make your blood boil. And then get those calls off immediately.
Well, sure. And we're going to give that number out in just a moment one more time. But the minutes we have left here, let's say it passes, though, and they start federalizing the police more and political officers show up. What do I do when the police show up here? I guess I just get in handcuffs and go to the prison. That's freedom. I mean, this isn't America. I'm not going along with it. And anybody that tries to arrest me for my political speech is a terrorist.
Yeah, there's a lot of big talk out there. I hear on talk radio, people say, well, we're going to fight. We're going to go to jail. We're not going to submit. But when you're facing 10 years in prison for criticizing federally protected groups, the people have shut up pretty fast. And the record in Canada and all throughout Europe, Australia, is that people of independence and courage and liberty become very docile very quickly. And then
sky's the limit. Then the real raping, the farms, the ranches, the CPSing the kids, the brainwashing the children, the indoctrinating fifth graders like Michael Jackson would do at the public schools. Just basically we'll be ruled by Michael Jackson snapping turtles, and that's basically the end of it.
That's right. And it's a fantasy to think that we can take this law to the court because the courts are so liberal, so left-wing, and pro-hate bill to begin with. They make a mockery of it.
I mean, I wouldn't even call them liberal. These are disgusting, anti-American, anti-free speech. You know, you may hate what I say. Somebody may hate what Ted says. Somebody may hate what Bill Clinton says. But they have a right to say it. This is the United States, and we need to all stand up against this and just realize this is another symptom of just how rotten Washington is. It isn't enough they're stealing us blind. They want to tell us to sit down and shut up or we'll be arrested. This is just outrageous. Reverend Ted Pike, fire those numbers out in closing.
Yeah, the toll-free number to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. And just ask the staffers to watch the very disturbing.
Listen, we're gonna have you up as this develops. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you so much. Godspeed, thought criminal.
Thank you.
Thank you, thought criminal. I'll say bye to you right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Way up north,
to the Alaska.
Way up north,
north
to Alaska. Go north, the rest is on.
North to Alaska.
We have a national security state that we live in. The narcotics trafficking Yaleys, who control the opium supply in the U.S., had lost their monopoly in the 20s, so they openly lobbied to criminalize drugs. They controlled the police. They could ship the opium and then produce it into heroin into the country. The cocaine that was in the Coca-Cola, they could ship it in, making it illegal and make larger profits. They set up the national security state in 47 and have been raping America and destroying our freedoms ever since and using us as a great engine of evil worldwide. And all over the United States, it's happened to me in New York. It's happened in Canada. It's happened in D.C., but I watch families, I watch Cub Scouts with cameras taking photos of George Washington at the Washington Memorial or the Obelisk or the White House, and security guards and police would come over and erase it and gripe at them, and it was all about bossing us and letting us know we're now slaves. And I saw a story in the Washington Post a few weeks ago, secret buildings you may not photograph, and this is out of the Washington Post. And people are at bus stops beside major buildings that don't even have fences around them. And there's no sign saying don't photograph. And they just run up and grab you and drag you in and interrogate you and erase your film. And I've been in D.C. outside the Lincoln Memorial, 100 yards away, right by the reflecting palm of the camera taping. And they just come up and say, turn the camera off. Well, I'm here taping this. Well, what are you here for? It's First Amendment. I mean, there's people all over. Listen, pal, and they start getting their taser out. It's about to get bad. I think I'm going to put some clips of that in this new film I'm making. And the Federal Reserve will run over and say, turn your cameras off. You'll be in a park across the street, and they'll go, well, it's America. And they'll just go, all right, deadly force, pal. This has even been in the newspaper. You know, we're about to get serious here. You don't have freedom, slave. You work for us. You understand? You pay the taxes, you suck my boots. People go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whoa. I mean, that's what it is. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Now, the mayor begged for the NSA cybersecurity snooping hub. They're building them all over the country. Utah just got one. Wyoming's getting one. Dallas just got one. San Antonio. It's just scores of them. Giant multi-billion dollar facilities. The mayor begged for it. The city offered to give them the land at the old Sony plant. See, we don't have Sony plants anymore. We have NSA hubs, and that's you're going to be your new job. And you got to have somebody, you know, one half listening to the other half. Now, if you try to go up there by the Walmart parking lot across the street and show them the news article, it's out of the San Antonio Current, a great weekly newspaper, kind of like the Austin Chronicle. If you try to show the old Sony plant, it is over for you. And you can be at Walmart across the street anywhere. Now, they're going to, now this system looks at the face scanning cameras on the street corners and other NSA facilities, read your mail illegally, and they, ABC News admits they listen to your phone sex if you're talking to your wife from Iraq. I mean, and this is all non-terror related for U.S. citizens. And it's the NSA's new data mining facility. This is the only market hiring, domestic CIA spies, East German society. And so we have the reporter, Greg Swartz, who took this evil photo. Now, again, they're surveilling you without warrants. They're tracking you. They're breaking the law. But you, as a local newspaper, you can't go over there and take a photo of them. So we have the thought criminal on. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to go out and expose these illegal facilities more. Now, the key is they came off of the facility. They grabbed him. He's going to tell us the story. Mr. Swartz, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I've been a big fan ever since Waking Life.
Well, now we know why you're in trouble, sir.
Yeah.
So, right off Military Drive there in San Antonio, right by Walmart, you don't dare show the new, just one of the spook factories. This isn't supposed to exist. You know, the NSA doesn't exist. We're not reading your email. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's strange that this facility is located directly across the street from a 24-hour Walmart supercenter, which doesn't seem like the most secretive location. And, you know, you've seen the picture. It's surrounded by barbed wire, but it looks fairly innocent. And I just walked along the sidewalk there, took about five or six pictures. I even chatted with a worker who was on the other side of the fence working on installing.
Wait, you talk to a fellow slave? You don't talk in prison camp America. Pal, did you have permission to talk to him?
Well, I guess not.
That's a hate crime. You're Al-Qaeda, pal. Yeah. We got to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Al-Qaeda's trying to hurt us. Anyways, so you're please continue. So you talk to one of the fellow slaves.
Yeah, you know, I asked him about where he said he was a contractor. He'd come down from Maryland, I guess, and so you know, they can't even get local people to do this. And so I was almost expecting him to come to grab me then for daring to speak with this fellow. And so then I just walked back to the Walmart, and I almost thought, geez, maybe they're actually not going to hassle me. And that's when the police car drove up. And it was one NSA officer and one local SAPD officer.
Yeah, again, this is a Fed who engages in crimes every day. They always lied about it. Now it's admitted. Everything's read. Everything's listened to. No freedom. End of America. Total treason. They get actual intercepts on 9/11 and are told to stand down because that's just chatter to cover the op. And here they are with a local cop. It's the same everywhere to enforce their violation of the First Amendment through color of law intimidation. So they pull up. What happens to the slave next?
Well, you know, they just sort of detained me right there in the Walmart lot, and that's where the entire detainment took place. I wasn't taken to any secret facilities, but
I mean, give us a blow by blow. So you're sitting there, and you know, is his hand on his gun? What does he say? Does he say, "Stay right there"? I mean, describe these two fellas for us. These two America killers.
Yeah, well, I was approaching my car in the parking lot to get ready to leave, and when they pulled up, and it was mostly the NSA officer. You know, he asked me what I was doing.
They're
over
officers.
There.
They're not public servants. It's officers, authorities, officials. Yeah. Just call him the royalty. So the royalness approached you. What did the royalness say?
He wanted to know who I was, what was I doing there, you know. So I told him, well, I'm a journalist with the local paper. We're doing a story on your new facility here.
Yeah, and if you were a Russian spy, you just go to the NASA, CIA, NSA-run Google front like we did and show the facility right here.
Right. It's not
I can go to
tough.
Google Street View and show you the whole facility. They just wanted to let you know you're my punk. You're my bitch.
This is my area. You get out of here. I rule. You just pay my check. Come here.
Right.
Slave. Anyway, so you say you're with a local paper. Oh, my God, that's real Al-Qaeda. You know, the Cybersecurity Command has said on record, they have said on record their job is to wage war against alternative blogs and media. And one colonel, in fact, pull this up, Army colonel says kill bloggers, kill U.S. citizens. So, see, they're training to take on the we own their property, and they ain't going to be able to fight us taking over and shipping in our cocaine and heroin. We rule America now, and you're not going to stop us, you little piece of garbage. We're the patriots. Ha, ha, ha. What else happened?
Right, and then, you know, about half of
I'm sorry. I mean, start over. So he asks, why are you here? What are you doing? You say, I'm with the press. And I mean, they, like, just go, whoa, we just found an Al-Qaeda. Oh, my God, we just got one of them. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, because their main mission is taking on the media. Go ahead, sorry. The Cyber Command is for attacking. This is an attack facility, like an attack submarine. It's not out there doing surveillance. It's attacking the web. Go ahead.
They had to do a full background check on me, and I actually have no record. So,
that was false arrest. But, you know, I'm gonna try to shut up. I just get so excited. You got the floor, blow by blow.
Yeah.
So they come up. The royal god is talking to you. Tell us what happened.
It was mostly a lot of standing around while they were looking up my non-existent police record and waiting, and then the one NSA guy had to hear from his superior, and it was just a lot of waiting around. I think just a matter of intimidation to show, you know, if you try to look into these matters, this is what we're, at the very least, this is what we're going to happen. We're going to waste a lot of your time. If I'd had any kind of record, then they probably would have detained me for further interrogation.
And, well, let's be clear here. That was false arrest, false imprisonment, like the Soviet Union where they say, line up, comrade, I'm going to run your background. What are you doing taking photos of the Kremlin? You're in a lot of trouble now. But see, now it's, well, we're America, so we can do it. Did you say, ever say, hey, you know, you got my license, you don't have any right to do this, you surveil us all day, illegally, criminals, I'm leaving.
Well, no, I kind of played along with them. I thought maybe it would be, I wanted to see what they were going to do if I didn't put up a fuss. Maybe it would have been a better story if I had put up a fuss, but I didn't really want to give them an excuse.
So how did this end? They say, you said they did want you to erase the photos, right?
They asked me to erase the photos, yes. And I said to the gentleman, well, are you ordering me to erase these photos? He said, well, no, I'm asking you as a friend. And
as a friend who illegally spies on you every day criminally.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, in that case, I will refrain. I'd like to keep these photos, you know, for the story. That's why I took them. And so, you know, eventually, after about 45 minutes of standing around and checking into my background and all, they let me go with the photos.
Did they warn you, though? Did they warn you to not ever come back or don't do it again?
No, they didn't really say anything that specifically, although obviously they
they've done that
message across.
Yeah, have you seen the Washington Post article? They did do that in Virginia.
Right, I saw that. And, you know, it's interesting, about half of this country's alternative weekly newspapers are yet to be gobbled up by big corporate conglomerates. So that's something they might still fear as far as the truth actually being public.
Yeah, tell us about the San Antonio Al-Qaeda. I mean, the San Antonio Current, evil. I'm being sarcastic, but on record, this Cybersecurity Command says it's going to go out and attack Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They say they're going to attack alternative media, and then some of their operatives have said they may have to kill us. That's freedom, though. Killing the press is what America's all about.
Yeah, well, if you're familiar with James Bamford, that's where I was inspired to write the story by his work. You know, his book, The Shadow Factory, was where we first heard about this new San Antonio data center. And from his research, it sounds like this data center may eventually be able to hold all the information in the world. So it's quite a massive facility. And one of the reasons they put it here is because they got Microsoft to come along and take another nearby facility. So there's some synergy there.
Well, Microsoft is a NSA front. It's founded and set up by IBM to get around antitrust laws. It is a eugenics trust. Total over $50 billion of Microsoft money has now been given to eugenics.
Yeah, well, that would add up because the NSA did not agree to put this facility in San Antonio until Microsoft committed to do the same.
Yeah, no, Microsoft is the NSA, so.
Yeah. So they're going hand in hand there.
Hey, it's all, the guys in this facility are all shooting their kids up with cancer virus, mercury shots. You know, they love it. They're all drinking fluoride, too. So, hey, guys, you don't like me out on the web watching this right now? You feel real tough about all the stuff you've done to me? Remember, your bosses are doing it all to you because you know what? I'm right and you're wrong and I know what I'm talking about and you know it too, even though you're compartmentalized. So just take those shots and enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I know, as I'm sure you know, Alex, the military has been responsible for all kinds of toxic contamination of the public in this country.
They openly spray it and they take their own troops. They go, we'll give you 3 days leave if you sign this form to let us test a flu bug on you, and they go, sure, right. I'll do it for America. And then they murder them with nerve gas, knowing it's going to kill them. And then I'm against murdering the troops, so I'm bad. See, and you're bad too, buddy. You got to be watched.
Oh, yeah. Well, at the former
you don't like murdering the troops.
Here, they dumped all kinds of chemicals down the drains and contaminated the entire neighborhood. There's very high rates of cancer and birth defects in South San Antonio near that Air Force base, and they deny that there's a connection. They even have put a gag order on a scientist who came in to study the liver cancer and found that some of the cancers in the area may be attributable to living above the plume coming from the base. And
That's patriotic. Small children dying all around us is America.
Right.
God, you're some kind of sick commie freak against children dying of cancer. I bet you'd like us to live in the Soviet Union where you don't have a right to... I guess that's what we're becoming.
That's where it's headed.
Yeah. See, the problem is they've always denied all this, and I try to have fun with it, but I'm just getting sick of it. I mean, brother, I was in D.C., and I just sent more cameras up there to do interviews. It was the same thing. You can be in a park 100 yards away from a monument, and they run over and say, don't tape it, national security. I mean, it's all they've given the security guards and cops the orders to go out and humiliate and boss and enslave. So what you got actually at an NSA base is almost reasonable, though it's not, but in their minds it is, compared to what, I mean, they've given the orders to let us know that we are slaves.
It's an intimidation, whether or not it will change under Obama is right. That's the big question. I know you're not too optimistic about that. I would like to hope that there's a chance. I'm not saying I believe it, but a chance that maybe, just maybe, Obama has actually infiltrated the New World Order power structure which is the only way that you could change it, to get up there, and maybe he'll turn out to be on our side, but he can't do anything too fast or they'll take him out. So it's got to be a careful process.
Well, you know, they say hope springs eternal, my friend.
Yes.
And I see you have a website here outside the San Antonio Current. Is that the smokingmirror.blogspot.com?
Yeah, that's my blog.
The Smoking Mirror. I'm sure cybersecurity. I bet you're getting a lot of hits from them right now.
Yeah, this story has been published pretty widely. A lot of blogs picked it up. There seems to be a great interest in this topic.
Well, I'm tempted, if I get some time, to go down there for a film and just set up with cameras. And they come up and go, yeah, you've got a big spook base violating the Fourth Amendment right here. And I'm Alex Jones. I'm here videotaping it. Get out of my face. I'm not your slave.
I don't think you'll get too much footage there. They'll be on you in about 5 minutes, probably.
They'll be what in 5 minutes?
They'll be in your face in about 5 minutes.
No, that's good. They'll be on my. Then they'll have to arrest me because I'm sick of being a slave. I'm sick of their crimes. I'm sick of them shipping narcotics into the country.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of their crap. You're a criminal government. Everybody knows it. And you're illegitimate. Bunch of offshore banks raping us, and now you're setting up goon centers everywhere, playing God, while your own kids all die diseases they've shot them up with. I just am sick of all of them. Calling themselves patriots. You're a bunch of sicko filth. No, I'm saying we need more people to go down there and exercise the First Amendment against these goons.
Right. If a whole march of people went down there, then they might have a tougher time detaining everyone.
And I'm sick of their DHS reports saying there's no New World Order when I got the Pope and Al Gore coming up saying it on the other side. Mr. Swartz, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you doing all the great work you're doing in your coverage. And we'll talk to you again soon. Maybe I'll come down there.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. There goes another thought criminal.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Folks, it makes me so sick that all these anti-American pieces of filth destroying our country, gutting it for foreign banks, always wrap themselves in the American flag. They want to turn us into a police state like Baghdad. They got all these spook factories and illegal CIA, NSA operations all around us. And then a newspaper comes down to take photos of it, and they run out and get in their face. And they use the local police to engage in their crime. Don't you understand? You guys have ruined America! Your boss has carried out the Al-Qaeda attacks. I don't want to hear it. You're taking all our rights because of Al-Qaeda, as you say that there's secretly white Al-Qaeda everywhere. I mean, what a load of bull. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda works for your filthy operation, and you know it, attacking people worldwide. I just don't want to be a slave, and I don't even like having to buck up against these tyrants, but I'm just sick of it. So sick of it. So sick of all their crimes. You put illegal spook bases in, and then you don't want the citizen slaves taking photos of it, and outside the law you're trying to intimidate us? That's one step away from death camps, and you've built the camps. Then you deny those when you know all about them. You're a pack of criminals! And most of you idiots serving it are going to have your whole future destroyed by it. Now, you know what? I got the Pope calling for world government. I mean, you know, and saying we need to have a loving world government regulating the globalism, when it's the globalists that engineered all of this.
So the globalists blame themselves for their operations and then say, oh, give us more power. And then I've got Al Gore saying we need a global carbon tax and that America just passed part of it and that we need global governance, which means global government, and says to the, all the government officials in the room, I'm counting on you for world government. Go ahead and start playing the clip. The Al Gore clip from yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to see it.
Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure. And then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is
here it comes.
Global governance and global
back it up. Back it up. I want to hear it again. Look at this bastard. You will pay taxes directly to him, and he admits it in Congress. I mean, what? If we'll put up with anything, why not? We'll put up people bossing us around in America. Hey, don't photograph our criminal base where we read your email, punk. You might be a terrorist. You're the terrorist, and we all know it. You sicko freaks. Play that bastard again.
That will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Oh, global governance. Global governance means global government. And the Pope calls for world government, global governance. I've got that, Reuters, everything else. I meant to get to that today. I'm going to cover that tomorrow. I mean, this is just getting too insane. Environmental Protection Agency sets up green police. I mean, NSA, another 1.8 million data center in another state, in Utah. There's total corruption everywhere. I'm just sick of you filth. You've stolen everything. You've destroyed America. Great job. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN.